He gave me the IP address 192.168.1.254, and then you cannot get onto the internet, it does not go out, you got into a fight with your wife, and that you broke the equipment and because it got thrown, and then the laptop got broke after she came back, and then you need this fixed before she gets back.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
That's Milkman there in his college days, everybody. I am Carlito here, your host for the evening. Welcome to the festivities. We've got Tuck and Kokanee also here. Tuck's over at TuckerMike.com. Be sure to check him out over there. Kokanee, a good friend of the show here. Member of the staff, Madhouse Militia founder. And Milkman will be joining us at the top of the hour. I just spoke to him on the... He's in the Madhouse Mercedes giving his old lady a ride home.
Which hour?
You know, he's in the Western Standard Time, so knowing him, he's going to call in at 2 o'clock my time like, hey, man, Amato. Hey, man, are we still on? No, I am. Probably do that. Hey, man, Amato. Like, Milkman, you're waking me up. Oh, man. He used to be really bad with that. It sounds just like him, Tuck. You're a good Milkman. Tuck, you should call in tonight and do prank calls as Milkman in his absence. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in with us here tonight. If I didn't mention already, I don't know if I did. I had a rough day today. MadhouseLive.com is my website. Our website, I should say. Why don't you go in there, goddammit, and check out our stuff. We got some podcasts in there. Got two podcasts. That's right. You know, that's... Fuck yeah. Even the listeners have a stake in it. Shit. It's the whole... The fucking hive mind is in that bitch. Everybody. The fucking Madhouse Hive Matrix. Two podcasts. You got the Madcast. That's what you're listening to now for the most part. It's an edited version of our live show where we do prank calls for our other podcast, our other feed, which is the Prankcast, which is updated with just our the best of the prank calls that we attempt here. Basically, the show has become that, right? It used to be this whole big production and blah, blah, blah. Now it's just become, we talk a little bit, we do some prank calls, we call it a night, the best of them, we edit up. Eh? We put them on the podcast, put them on the forums, which are also at madhouselive.com. We got a lot of shit there, right? Prank calls are at the ass. Email alerts, you can get an email whenever new prank calls come out. If you don't like podcasting, if you don't have an iPod. I got an email today this afternoon. I got out of work, and on my phone, I'm looking at my phone machine. Fucking email comes up from fucking Microsoft. Zoom fucking support or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Because if you didn't know, Carlito, your podcast is now featured on the Zoom market. I was like, there's a fucking Zoom market? I don't know. Who knew? I should look into the Zoom market. Because I hate the iTunes market. It's just so fucking ganky. I don't like going on iTunes. It's just a ganky program, man. I don't mean to hate him. It's all right. A lot of people swear by it. I like Winamp myself. I'm a Winamp kind of guy. I used to be a Music Match guy back in the 90s, and around 99, I found Winamp. And I've been Winamping ever since, man. Ever since they introduced the Media Library plugin into Winamp, I've been there. It's the only reason I stayed with Music Match.
iTunes is, and it's a more higher profile. So you're going to be warning on iTunes.
Yeah, but who knew they had their own version of the market? I'm going to check this out. Do you have to have a Zune to get into it? Is it open? Like, iTunes is open. You can get an iTunes store if you don't have an iPod.
Zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom. Zoom, zoom, zoom. The Zune is a piece of shit. It looks like a shit.
I think you probably got a lot of listeners also.
Yeah. That's right. We do got a lot of listeners. A lot of people say that.
That's the biggest thing about iTunes.
That's the
big... brought in a lot of people.
That's right. Fuck yeah. Hey, man, let's hear it for Steve Jobs and iTunes. Steve Jobs, pancreatic cancer survivor. Fucking crazy guy. All right, folks. Is Lonesome Loser here? Nah, Lonesome Loser isn't here. It's too early for Lonesome Loser. Dude, the iPad. God damn it. The oversized iPhone. Yeah. That's it. And everyone says it. I did have a news article I wanted to talk about here. The Orlando Sentinel 2 days ago, front page story. I'm sitting there getting my egg white omelet at work, and fucking, I'm looking at the Sentinel, Orlando Sentinel, front fucking page. Something that I predicted here, I know for a fact I predicted on this show, and I talked about at least on one occasion, was casino gambling being legalized in the state of Florida. And it's come to that. That's how bad the economy in the state of Florida is. And I know I've said here several... Several times I said on the show, and especially in a town like Orlando, man, we're gonna have casinos in Orlando. How are we not gonna have casinos if and when they legalize casino gambling in Florida? You know Disney and Universal are gonna want to open casinos. I bet you fucking SeaWorld's gonna have slot machines in it somewhere. I bet you anything. You know how many tourists come to fucking Orlando? It's like one of the top. Isn't it the number one international destination in the United States? Like international tourists and travelers were the number one. And we're up there, like, I think we're number two for conventions and et cetera, et cetera. And I've said this story before, it's a fact. It's not one of those urban legends. This is proved by Snopes and everybody that the first hotel they built on the fucking, at Disney World, the Contemporary Hotel, it's wired for casino. It's wired, they've got the wiring in place to... for slot machines and tables. It's that like a bunch of the halls there for conventions are wired for casino. They knew it was illegal at the time, but Walt Disney in his intelligence said, well, at some point, I bet you anything, they'll legalize casino gambling in Florida. Let's be ready for it.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
We got a lot of beach, you know, like I know, like Daytona Beach, Miami, South Beach will have a casino. You know, there's so much fucking the Keys, Key West. It's just such a huge opportunity. We got some Indian casinos here. They've been started sprouting up a lot in the last 10 years or so. There's one out in Tampa, Hard Rock Casino, the seminal one. That's where what's her face, the chick that Howard Stern killed. You know what I'm talking about? Now everyone, what's her name? Remember she had the show, the big tits. You know, she married the rich oil guy in Texas, the old dude. Anna Nicole Smith. That's where she died. Anyway. Anna Nicole Smith, she died at that hotel. Yeah. Well, I never went because it wasn't until that they started blackjack, like table games. Before that, and in the poker, they had slots, and I think they did, like, you could bet on horse racing, and I think for the most part, that was about it. And slots are all fun and games, but it's mostly for old women. Like,
well,
if I'm going to go out...
Tunica, which is right down from where I am, they're right on the border... on the Mississippi side, and I never go there, but I mean, if I wanted to, I could go there every weekend or something.
There's a lot of gambling in Mississippi. I didn't know that about that. So the casino boats. Yeah.
Tunica, the boats. They have Horseshoe and all that down there.
Yeah, well, in Florida, they're so conservative here. Their whole thing was like, we want to make Florida and the tourism industry in Florida family-friendly. We don't want the mom to get in. It's all bullshit. Vegas isn't run by the mob. They maybe have a presence there just because they got generations of mobsters there that have lived there maybe. But it's all corporations, man.
Are you paying attention to Nunu's
what?
Ines? Oh my God, dude.
Jesus, what?
You have Nunu's Ines priority for things.
I gotta do something. We need to set something up for Nunu to come right to my fucking cock, right in front of my fucking phone. Like, bam, 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 just so fucking... I gotta make it a really... annoying. Alright. Anyway, Nunu's reporting, and he's got the webcam up. We got, you know, the Depot Diner that we've called in the past? We had the retarded guy throw the cordless phone? Didn't we have a retarded guy throw a cordless phone in the trash there? I think that was the whole thing, right? Well, I'm posting the webcam to the place.
No one ever sent any pictures of that.
Yeah, I have them all saved,
because
but I never...
the YouTube of it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there is a YouTube of it.
And I was so disappointed in the video because it didn't have photos of it.
Well, the video, I think...
Of the guy doing the...
Well, the YouTube video has it on there, doesn't it?
The video just has you.
It just had me? There should have been stills of the guy in it. I thought I made it like that.
I was so disappointed.
Oh, man, really? Yeah, so I think I have those pictures somewhere. Yeah, I'm going to have to post those. I'm going to make them into a YouTube video.
There were two versions to what that style was, just you.
Dude, I haven't heard that prank forever. Isn't it long, I think? What's it even called? Phone in the trash? I don't have no idea. Phone? I'm going to try phone in trash.
I have no idea.
I think it's phone in the trash. I think I made the guy throw the phone in the trash. No, it's not phone in the trash. I don't know.
Getting a break or something.
Yeah, that was what I'm thinking. Yeah, Depot Diner. What did I call it? Train Depot Cafe. I bet you this is it right
Depot
here.
Depot Diner. That sounds like it.
All right. Yeah. This. Well, it says Train Depot. All right. Here, gentlemen, ladies, lady, and gentlemen who are listening to us tonight. By the way, you know we're on Phone Losers, or we're hanging out with the Phone Losers crew over at Cacti Radio. Everyone, be sure to visit Cacti Radio. And we got a lot of people
here?
There right now. Yeah, they're here, man. They're integrated. We're focused.
I don't see anybody.
Synergistic. So we're a synergy talk. We're a synergy. Synergization.
Are they in the studio? Or are they coming in? Or in the parking lot? Or what?
They're in here. They're as a matter of fact, I have to attend to them. But no, seriously, look, I put some chicken in the oven, all right? Listen, talk. I put some chicken in the oven, and I got to go check on it before I burn the house down because Athena is not here because she's out hanging out with people. She's working right now.
Play the call then.
Yeah, let me play this. This is about 5 minutes long. We're going to come back, and we're going to call them. I posted the cam for everyone to see. That's the webcam. Go ahead and play with it. Have fun with it. Nobody, don't play with it, all right? This is one person. Nunu is in charge of the cam. Now, you guys are on the honor system here with Madhouse Radio tonight. I want to tell you the truth. Don't fuck with that webcam because we want to be able to see who we're pranking. And I want to hear some shit we were during the prank call and that people are moving the camera around like a jackass. Nunu's in charge of the, you know, and if you do, I don't care. You want to fuck it up for everybody. Go ahead. You know, now that I mention it, there's going to be some asshole who does it. And I think it's funny. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Hello?
Right back.
Hello,
hang on.
This is the Depot Diner.
Chicken, my chicken.
Hi, can I speak to my dad? He said he was going to be in there tonight. I can't make it, and my cell phone is not able to reach his.
What's in the
He's over there right now. My mom said he saw him. He was just there. She just left a second ago, and then his phone isn't answering.
What's his name?
He's at the counter.
No, that's not him.
It's Hugh.
Huh?
Can you tell Hugh to get on the phone, please?
There's nobody here at the depot.
He's in blue, and he's in a blue shirt. He's there right now. My mom just left there and said she's
not there. No, this guy's name is Ernie.
That's him, Ernie, my dad, Ernie. You, Ernie. Put him on, please.
Yeah, Ernie. You have a son.
Hello?
Hello, Ernie.
Hi.
How you doing, sir? Did you pick up my hamburger machines?
Hamburger machines? No.
Yeah. Can you ask the guy for 2 hamburger machines with the cheese, please? Can you tell him?
Yeah, tell me no cheese. So two cheeseburgers, right?
2 hamburger machine burgers.
Oh, to him, is it?
Can you ask for that? Can you please specify?
All right, I got breaking news here. Breaking news, Tuck, coming out of the newsroom. I have burnt the chicken. My wife is going to come home. She's going to yell at me. She's going to be angry, and she's probably going to make me eat it. And she's not going to eat it. She's going to be very... I'm in trouble. I'm fucked up, dude. I fucked up the chicken really bad. It's burnt to a crisp.
Oh, man.
I left it in there too long, and it was too fucking hot. When she's going to get... I swear to God, she yells at me. Tuck, she yells at me, and she kind of threatens me sometimes, and I get a little worried about it.
Can you yell at?
Let me see if I can go save that. I just want to let you all know... Carlito burnt the fucking chicken.
You gotta take it like the cockled man that you are.
Carlito burnt the fucking chicken. Let it loose. Everyone fucking report it so there's proof that if I don't show up tomorrow,
you need a hamburger machine burgers.
Hang on.
I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see what kind. I don't know.
Can you please bring home like some potato chips to that? Can you have it make me? Tell the man to give me a potato chips.
Oh.
Where are you going next? Where are you going now? Are you coming home? Or are you going where to make? You gonna make coffee?
Oh, I'll go home.
You gonna come home?
Yeah.
Can you will you suck my prick a little bit when you get home? Is that okay?
Play your machine. We're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're the Jose, right?
Right.
Hi, Jose.
Right. So you can come in and we'll use the machine together. You know.
Oh, okay.
But you want the mouth or you want, how do you, which one, you know?
One.
The mouth?
Yeah, mouth.
Okay, so you take the mouth, I'm going to take this, okay?
Okay.
But don't tell anybody, all right? Because remember, last time I almost got caught.
Oh, okay.
All right, do you want to do it? Do you want to?
I don't know. Okay, you're bored?
Yeah, I'm bored.
Oh, okay. You want me to go to your apartment so I can go play the games or eat out?
Yeah, we'll eat out. I'll eat you out. You want me to eat your ass out?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. What, will you do it back or?
No.
I'll wash it. I'm gonna wash it with peroxide.
Oh, wash peroxide.
Remember on betadine? I'll put, you know, the black, the brown stuff, the betadine.
Oh, brown stuff, betadine.
That's clean. It's clean. It's good, clean stuff. You know it cleans it out, right?
Yeah.
I have it on a hose and I squirt it in my ass. The betadine, it goes in my ass. And it comes out brown. Like brown, like a brown milk. Out of my ass milk, it comes out. Oh, if you want, I'll do it on top of you. I'll sanitize my ass with the betadine, like, on top of you.
Oh, it's the game you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
Would you be into that? Would that be something maybe we could do?
Well, what happened to Carrie? Carrie don't talk to you?
Carrie, she found out about what happened with me, and then ever since then, she didn't want to be with me anymore. She walked in on me with another, you know, there was another guy where we were using the machine together, you know, and yeah, it was bad. So now all I have is a machine and me, but I wanted, you know, I thought maybe you want to share the machine with me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so why don't you come right now?
Okay, I will.
Okay, will you bring me some, will you order me a hamburger?
Okay.
Can you tell him now before you go? Because I want to tell him, you get him over, tell him you need to order a hamburger for me.
Bring to you?
Yeah, I'm going to pay you. Tell the man that you're going to order something to eat.
And the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, it's okay. Go ahead, put the phone.
Okay.
Go ahead and just throw it in the sink over there, okay?
Throw the sink
out. Yeah, throw the phone, just throw it over there in the sink if you could, okay?
Please? This is a train depot, you know.
Yeah, I know, but he said to put the phone, he's going to wash the phone, so just put it in the sink.
No, he's watching the computer right now, so, you know. So, I'm probably,
Do you see the trash can over there?
Trash can?
Yeah.
What's the small one, gas can?
Yeah, do you see it there?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and put the phone inside that, please?
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead and just put it there, and don't turn it off. Just put it inside there, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. He's doing it. Look, he put it in the trash can.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
So yeah, that was last year. That was last winter, as a matter of fact. If I remember correctly, last winter. We got him to throw the trash can in the fucking... well, yeah, the trash can. That would have been funny if we got him to throw the trash can at somebody, but what we did was we got him to throw the cordless phone he was talking to us on in the trash can. And I think, if I remember from the video correctly, as we watched it, he like ran away. He ran out of the store. And you hear me at the end yelling, hello, I'm trying to get him to come back. Because he did it, and he looked around, and the guy behind the counter, like, yelled at him, and he, like, ran out the door, out the front door, and then then we saw the guy come and take the phone out of the trash. He's pretty pissed off. Yeah, so we're going to call there again. Is there anybody there? Nunu, affix that camera squarely on someone who's there. Come on. I think once we also called, there was some guy on a laptop. We called this place several times, and in the end, they ended up taking the webcam out because we were bothering him so much, they kind of caught on to us. But I guess enough time has passed since then. I'm trying to find my own little link here so I can throw that through the feed while I call him. You know, we're on a Ustream feed as well. It's on our webpage over at madhouselive.com in the chat room. We got a lot of people there right now, but regardless. Over there, there's a video feed. You can watch me. Actually, I don't even have the video on right now. My bad. Well, it's on. It's just not showing the camera feed. Let me turn that on. Camera feed on now. I forget to turn it on sometimes. I stop paying attention. All right, what is this? This place is kind of wacky. Let me put this on a video feed here. Give me a second. This will be our first prank call of the night. Phone lines are not open yet, but they will be later. That number is 407-459-4534. Once again, that's 407-459-4534. I'm about to change that number to something else. Probably something, and I'm thinking in the West Coast, because we usually call the West Coast more often. I think I'm going to change it to Vegas. Isn't there some kind of immunity for prank calls in Las Vegas? Isn't that why they filmed Crank Anchors in Vegas, from what I understand? Or they did a lot of prank calls out of Vegas? Am I correct on that? I'm sure Brad the Carter, RBCP, fucking knows about that. He's a fucking theologian when it comes to fucking phone laws and fucking phone shit. If that's the case, regardless, it sounds good to me. As long as it's not my local area code anymore, that's what I'm aiming for. I'll try to incorporate prank or madhouse or in air somehow. Like, you know, with Google Voice. It's a Google Voice line. It just cost me $10 to change it. So I'm probably going to pick something like... something funny. What can we pick? We can change the number now if you want. Fuck. Let's do it. Hang on. Let's see if we can find something. That'll give me something to do while we wait for Lonesome Loser to show up here. All right. My Google Voice number currently is 407-459-4534. I'm clicking on change. It's a $10 one-time fee to change your Google Voice number. Here's how it works. Pick a new number in the area codes we have. Pay $10 to Google Checkout. My new number becomes active right away. There we go. So cool. Let's do it. Fuck it. Let's pick a new number here. All right, we're going to click on continue. Hang on. Athena's home. Athena!
Sorry. Don't hurt me, baby. Don't hit me.
What?
Don't hit me.
The video can't... Hey, listen. I burnt the fucking chicken really bad.
Okay.
All right. Go look at it and tell me what you think. She's not too happy about it already. All right. What's I need an area.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
All right. No, she doesn't care. I was just fucking around. All right. What's the Las Vegas area code? Let's look this up here. Las Vegas area code.
It's the radio. Get on there.
Yeah, I know. I tried. Yeah. All right, area. So there's two area codes? No, there's just one. 702. Okay, so Las Vegas, Nevada's area code is 702. All right, so we got that. But it says enter a word or a phrase to search for. All right, let's pick a word then. How about mouth? M-O-U-T-H. How do you spell mouth? I'm going to click on search. Here we go. We got some numbers in Alaska. And Alabama. Alright, we got 256 Mouth 68. We got 405 39 Mouth. 256 Mouth 25. 256 Mouth 83. And 256 Mouth 29. Any of those ring? I like 405 39 Mouth. It's pretty fun to say. 405 39
yeah,
Mouth.
Mouth at the end.
Yeah, I like that, right? 405 39 Mouth. All right, we got 256 mouth 15, 2186 mouth 2, 256 mouth 40, no, 93130 mouth, 93130 mouth.
He wasn't in mouth 40.
He wasn't in mouth 40. Yeah, we could change 98.6 to, you know, 30 the mouth, 93.1 30 the mouth or something. 931 30 mouth.
No, I can't change 98.6 to the mouth.
No, nah, that's legend. 541-3 mouth 6. Nah. 408-67 mouth. 256 mouth 55. Whoa, wait, let's try prank. P-R-A-N-K. I put an L at the end. Prankle. All right, in Bridgeville, California, we got 707-797-7265. which comes out to 707-79-PRANK. That's kind of cool. 79 is my birth year. There you go. 707-79-PRANK. And we also got 260-5-PRANK-3. And that's it. That's all I got available. Any of those? What do you think? 707-79-PRANK. That's it. I don't like that. We got 2605-PRANK. Yeah. Yeah, no. 2605-PRANK-3. I don't like that either. Nope. Let's see if Mad is anything.
Yeah, Mad.
Mad House? That's too long.
I doubt
Mad House. It doesn't even fit. M-A-D-H-O-U-S. No. Well, yeah, we could do it. Here, let's see. It's probably too long. Yeah, it's too specific. Can't do that. Nope. All right, so what's the area code where we're talking about? We can just get a goofy number. We'll find a easy to say.
Mad Mouth.
Mad Mouth? All right, let's try it. Mad Mouth. M-A-D-M-O-U-T-H. M-O-U. M-A-D-M-O-U-T. Search again. Nope. Nothing. What about Carlito? C-A-R-L-I-T-O. Oh, that'd be awesome if there was, like, you know, a Carlito. No, nothing there.
Yeah.
What about Tuck? There's a lot of Tucks. You should get a Tuck number. 530-421 Tuck. No.
I'm not involved in this. Don't give me any of this. Yeah, you're from Milwaukee.
KDK had Fart, right? 260-6-FART-11. None of them end in Fart. Those are the best. When it ends in the number, those are the best. When it ends in the name, you know, because you can just...
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah,
it sounds. All right, so what was that first one? We'll do that Mouth one. Yeah, here we go. 405-39 Mouth. I like that. That's kind of cool. 405-39 Mouth. 405-39 Mouth. All right, that's it. That's our new Google Voice number. Reserving number, it says. My new number will become active upon confirmation of my transaction. My PIN and settings remain unchanged. It's awesome. Look, it doesn't change anything.
If I call you and if I hit the button on the chat page, it'll still call.
It's still going to call. Right, now what I got to do is I got to change the graphic. That's easy enough to do. I can go into the graphic easily now, the one that we have on the site that flashes the ways to contact, you know. It's got the website. Well, it's got the AIM and Messenger and all that. Anyway. All right, so look, guys, look here. So I got to fucking make a note of this here. Hang on. Let me open up Notepad because I'll forget already. I'm going to announce it here. Here we go. Announcing the new mouth line
is... You have to change the graphic, but if it hit the link, it'll go to the right one, right?
Yeah. The link will definitely go to the right one. Or you can just dial this number. 405-39-MOUTH, everybody. That's the new mouth one. I like it. I dig it. 409-39-MOUTH. That's 405-396-6884. Hey, I like it. It sounds very nice. Okay, cool. Let me go. I got to pay for this. So let me got to play something else. Hang on. We're really slacking today, huh? We're just doing back. Doing a bunch of bullshit. This is where we call Ernie back right here. It's a quick two-minute prank while I check out here at Google. Thank you.
Yes, is Ernie there?
Who's this?
This is Frank.
Frank?
Yeah, Frank Valende.
Oh, hang on.
All right.
Ernie? Frank Valende?
Hello? Hey, it's Jose. What's up?
No problem, Jose.
How you doing, man? What you got planned today, buddy?
This morning, I need to wash my clothes. And,
Okay. Hey, can you ask them to keep it down?
Downstairs?
Could you ask, no, the people there, can you tell them to not talk loud, to be quiet?
Oh.
Can you ask them for me real quick? All right, thanks.
Oh, there's my hero, so I guess I go outside.
No, we'll stay there, but tell the people next to you that they shouldn't talk loud. Ask them to not talk loud. Say, please don't talk loud.
There's nobody sitting next to me.
Okay, just tell the people, please don't talk loud.
No.
Can you tell that guy not to interrupt and not talk loud, please?
No, nobody's sitting by me.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so how you been, man? So you're going to wash your clothes today? You're going to use Tide or Gain, or what are you going to use for the clothing?
Wash my clothes. I had to get some money to wash my clothes.
Oh, you got
to
get money too. How are you gonna? Are you gonna sell yourself today, or what do you got planned exactly?
I don't know.
Now you could look into maybe. You know, I heard that at the train stop itself, there's a bathroom there, and if a guy comes to the toilet, you tap your feet. and you might be able to get a few bucks that way. Well, think about it, buddy. Think about it. Did you want to go out? Did you want to maybe come over? We can use the machine again.
Okay.
All right. Well, good deal.
Okay.
All right. Hey, could you do me a favor?
What?
Can you go ahead and put the phone outside?
Put outside.
Can you go outside, no, please? Because I can't hear you. Can you step outside with the phone? Oh, damn it!
All right, everybody. We're gonna give them a call here. The Depot Diner. I don't see anybody in here now. There's nobody there, sir. You lied to me, you little monkey. Find me something in the webcam there. Let's look for something I can say I left there. Come on. It's got to be something we can claim. That stool. That's what's mine. The stool. I'll talk about the chicken I burst, what I'm going to do. Here we go. First prank of the night. Let's get it out of the way. Slacking too long. 9:41. We haven't done one prank yet. All right, Nudie, you have the number, right? It went white now. What happened? Now it's white. Too many people watching it? There we go. What was that?
I thought it was
Minute, what is the number? It's 405-39-MOUTH. Yeah, you're right, it's mouth. Yeah, man.
39 Frank, someone has it written on the screen here.
Kokanee. Thank you, Kokanee, for fixing it. 405-39-MOUTH. There we go, that's more like it. Thank you, sir. Good catch. Gold star for milk, Milkman. Gold star for Tuck, -1. Gold star for Kokanee for messing up already. And a gold star for me for fixing it. I did the fucking work right there. Oh, this is my soundboard, though. You guys can see my soundboard. And it's a gold star. Alright. Engage. I gotta turn the fucking ringer off. Buying a pop filter here for the microphone this weekend, and for the phone also.
The depot's closed.
Hello. Listen, I burnt the chicken. I took the chicken home and I put it in the microwave like your people said, and it burnt. And the microwave is freaking ruined now.
What?
I burnt. You people told me to put the chicken in the microwave to warm it up for 5 minutes, and I did it in the container.
And
it started off, this is the Depot Diner.
Depot Diner? I didn't sell you any chicken.
I bought the, you people.
I have chicken here.
You people sent me home with chicken.
When?
Tonight.
We didn't have chicken.
What did you have there tonight? Some other type of meat.
Huh?
You had some kind of meat. It was a cut of meat.
No, we didn't have any meat. Well, we have sandwiches.
Sandwiches then, eh? So let's say I put the sandwich in the microwave then. Let's just start from scratch. I put the
No, you didn't get it from here.
Yes, I did. You have I ordered a sandwich. And you...
What's your name?
This is Valente. Listen, you told me to put the sandwich in the microwave to warm it up and make it good.
I didn't tell you nothing.
Well, somebody there, some sassy lady there did.
No, we didn't do
I
that.
I spoke to you. Yes, I did. You're the lady with the dress on. You got like a black dress thing. And purple fucking top. I know who you are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You piece.
I didn't tell you anything.
You sold me this ham. You sold me a sandwich. Listen to me. You sold me a sandwich, and you said when I got home that I could put it in the microwave for 5 minutes.
I didn't tell anybody that. Sorry, bye.
You said put it in foil. Damn it.
She said put it in foil.
Who's gonna keep the camera still?
I told you, these people don't deserve anything. They don't deserve anything nice. None of them. These madhouse people don't deserve nothing sometimes with them. Look, so stupid. Go ahead, go fucking crazy with the webcam now, damn it. I don't care. You ruin everything. You can have anything nice. Let's look at the fridge. Yeah, I bet you there's some weird fat guy put it on the fridge is jerking off right now. I'll go wash the fridge. Milkman be doing that. He's got milk. You see that milk there? Can we zoom in on it?
Thank you for calling the Depot Diner located in the historic.
Shut the fuck up. Can you zoom in on this? No? That'd be awesome if you could. I just got move. That's all I got. I can go in. Let's see. I push the arrow up. It doesn't do nothing. That was cool. We got to see the broad for a little bit down. Hopefully that'll make it to the YouTube page. Yeah, but I got those still somewhere. Oh, there she is. Yeah, there's a lady we were calling earlier. Look at her. Oh, she doesn't have a dress on. What was I looking at? Look at that. What a hooch. Okay, folks, continuing on. More prank calls tonight, of course. I promised.
Okay.
How do you get that view right there? Madhouse Radio, MadhouseLive.com is the website. The time is now 9:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:46 p.m. on the West Coast. February the 9th. I'm Carlito here with Tucker Mike. Big Tuck over at TuckerMike.com. Kokanee's here as well, Kokanee.biz. Nunu screaming that they sell soup. Well, fuck. Now I know. Go Dice Man with a good suggestion. Go Dice Man with a good suggestion here, and he gets a gold star for this. Strip it down and make it with gravy or rice. You know, we got some rice. I don't know where I'm going to get gravy. How do you make gravy? You make some fat drippings? With some oil.
Yeah,
artificial gravy. I think I'm going to come up with the recipe now, fucker. Here's what you use. I'm going to use some black sugar, some black smoke, some...
you can get gravy at the store easy.
No, so I'm going to make one on the fly. Listen, here's what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to have some flour. Some flour, right? Soy sauce, fucking ginger. I'm going to put in that, right? I'm going to put some sea salt in there to taste. Yeah, this is the homemade gravy. It's artificial faux gravy, man. What else can you add to that? Fucking garlic and some adobo. There you go. Artificial gravy. And some milk. Grab the damn phone so I can turn it off after we get through with this call. And they hung up already. Cool. Now I can set it. Okay. There we go. No ringer. Because it's just, I can see. I know when the phone rings. I have a big light that flashes in front of me, like right now. And we hear the fax tone thing. Hello. Hello. Okay. Is the 405-39 mouth working? Has someone tested and confirmed it? Someone please call our new full line, please, and confirm that it's ringing through. 405-39 mouth. Yes, please. There we go. I hope it's Cactus Guy. Shh, fuck it. Listen. Listen, guys. I've been on to this Cactus Guy. I believe this is him. Hello? Hello. Yeah. It's one of those white kids. You know those white kids are all nervous, like, oh, really, really cool. You know, you remember when they call here? They call the show.
Carly's gonna yell at me.
Yeah. Yeah. The white kids that call here, they're so funny. They're like 13 years old. They're all nervous. Yeah. Listen, jerks. I'm gonna play something here real quick. Let me refresh this page rather. Here in Google Voice, it doesn't show me officially that it's that number, so I don't know. Let's try calling it. Oh, I gotta memorize a new number now every time I call. I'll be able to do that. I got it here in front of me, 405-39 mouth. Happy birthday, sir.
Valente, Masterson,
yeah, it's working.
Little John. Our office is currently closed.
Get the fuck out. Valente. I'm going to start using more names than Valente, too. Got to mix it up a little bit. Get a little burnt out on Valente. Yeah, let's look at some of this madhouse voicemail here. I got one here transcribed by Google as, "You can have no work trying to move. I'm calling for that and." Okie dokie.
You cannot ignore Kent Smith. I'm calling for that ass.
Hang on, what? What was that? That's some creepy white guy. Let's listen to it again. Don't talk over
it. Sounds like you.
It's not me. I don't talk like that. I don't make gay references. I don't like that. I'm straight. I'm a Christian man. Don't talk over it this time, Tuck. Listen. Be quiet.
You cannot ignore Ken Kniff. I'm calling for that ass.
Okay. All right. There's someone in Atlanta.
Come and go.
The madhouse, the mouse line is a whole fucking sensation, apparently. I didn't know any of these were here. I haven't looked at this shit in a week since the last show. Let's see. Here's a long one. Let's see what this is.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, this is an emergency. This is Ken Kniff from Connecticut. I wanted to get you to open your mouth as wide as you can. Put my balls in your mouth and I'm going to smack you around like a little bitch. That's why this is an emergency. I'm going to fuck you in the mouth. And then I'm gonna fuck you in the ear. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Give me a call back, bitch.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. Here's a.
Thank you.
Thank you, Connecticut. I think it's just from Connecticut.
I'm sorry you didn't get any call, but this is Bob Charlie saying I love your show and one love from 105.3 to fire, you heard?
Oh, I forgot
one
this dude.
One love to Homie Bridge in Kingston as well. Peace out. Much love.
Yeah, I remember that dude from last week. 105.1 to fire or something like that. Some shit like that. Reclude's out there, apparently. He sent us a text. He sent a text to the mouth line. He doesn't know that the mouth line has changed. Some Phone Losers fan on MSN asking if this is the madhouse. Unfortunately, no, Sun Losers fan. Unfortunately, you have the wrong fucking guy. Don't confuse us with Madhouse. No. Nunu says, quick, the guy at the PC is very cool. There's someone there now? Alright, fine. We'll call back. Call him back. Remember the new mouth line, 405-39-MOUTH, everybody. That's 405-39-MOUTH, 405-396-6884. There you go. That's even better, dude. You can do 88. I like that. It's got doublage in that there. 405-396-6884. No, wait a minute. Here we go. Look. Listen. Look at how I break it off. This is a talent right here. 405-39-6684. It's very easy to remember. That's why. Because you got double numbers there out the ass. You got
6884.
Yeah, and then, yeah, man. And then 3 and 4 in sequence, and it's in the middle. It's very synergistic. It's a beautiful number. It's a sexual number.
I'm still turned on. I got a raging Woody right now.
Oh, fuck. Those numbers are so fucking hot. I'm just slacking today. I'm slacking. Lonesome Loser in the house. What's up, big guy? How you doing, man? Good to see you there, homie. I got someone in Nevada calling.
Hello. Hi.
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 Hey, buddy.
I hear you like to, call people in Arizona.
Well, no, I wanted to get numbers in Arizona. I wanted to change my number to an Arizona number. Not Arizona, Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever happened to Detective Andrews?
That's you.
No.
Oh, no? I thought it was you this whole time. I don't know. Detective Andrews runs some kind of towing truck company, apparently. We looked up the number, and it's just a towing truck guy. He says it's Detective Andrews. It's a federal offense to do that. No, I'd have to hunt for the number. Why? You're from Phoenix, aren't you?
No,
you're not? Yeah, Detective Andrews sounded like an asshole to me. He wasn't a real detective. I wasn't even concerned about it at all. He had his little front. He tripped up. I said, didn't we analyze it, Tuck? We analyzed the whole call. I think I did 2 weeks ago. I pointed out how you could tell exactly it's not a cop. Certain little things that he wasn't concise with. Anyway, who is this?
Jerk off. I think that's Detective Andrews anyway.
Pussy.
I'm one of those white boys.
Valente. Sir, seems to be a problem with your website, and we're calling to find out if you need any help. So if you could return our call.
I don't know. Is this the guy? I don't know. You think that's the guy right there? Is this only the same guy? You got
hacked again. Much appreciated, Valente. Have a good day.
Someone thought we got hacked. They got hacked. I didn't pay the bill. I couldn't pay the fucking bill. That's all it was. I had to wait till I got I had a motherfucking check that came in Saturday in the mail. The fucking last possible day I had to save the website, it came in. So I could deposit the shit on Monday and made a payment right there in the bank parking lot on my phone. Hey. Yeah. Back off, Tina. Just a second, everybody.
It's a rolling pin in her.
That's what Tuck just said. Tina can't hear me. I don't know where it is. What happened to it?
Oh my god, where's she coming after you?
She's got a frying pan in her hand. Alright. So, Nunez, this is the guy at the PC. Hang on, let me see. Somebody at the PC, you liar. I want to get into it, because if I say it now, it's going to let something go. We got breaking news. It might come out here soon. I might be able to talk about it in a moment. Thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. Madhouse Radio doing another prank call. Numbers coming in from the man himself, the prank call confirmation monster of the world. Lonesome loser. We got Skynet 360. Eric Verducci and I had a lot of fun with that last week, man. It's a fucking WiMAX company in Homestead, Florida. Yeah, I haven't heard those since I didn't even listen to them after I did the calls. And Eric was around. He was like, "Hey, man, we should do some prank calls." Like afterwards, and unfortunately, I wasn't around. I wasn't paying attention. Fell asleep. Give them a call back. Sweetwater Truck Stop. They have a Popeyes there. We didn't get to that last week. And Lonesome Loser sending in, just confirmed right now, Michelangelo's Pizza in San Dimas, California. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure out of there, everybody. Let's call Skynet 360 first, though, eh? You know, if I understand correctly, we had some fun with... what was it? The Homa Hotel last week, also. In Iran.
Thank you for calling Skynet 360, your leading local provider for high-speed internet and phone service, providing your company with a complete communication solution to custom fit your needs. For the technical support department, please press 1.
Actually, yeah, didn't Eric hit sales? The extension for sales, or I did an accident, and it rang the lady's cell phone.
Thank you for calling Skynet.
Hello.
Please.
Hi, listen.
I don't know how may I assist you.
Listen, I'm trying to configure my Link Ski router, and it's not working.
Okay, not a problem. I can go ahead and take a message for you and have somebody call you back as soon as possible.
Now, how does this operation work now? I call, and I expect to speak to techs. How do you get... Do you call them in another country? What's the deal? Give me the loan now. What did I get into with this contract?
I honestly, I just can't have that information that you didn't give that to me. I'm just able to receive messages and relay them to the on-call techs and stuff like that.
Will you take my report of what's going on so far and pass this on to the on-call tech who calls me back?
Sure.
All right.
I can do that for you. Just let me go ahead and get your name, please.
This is Valente.
Can you spell that for me?
Valente. I'm with Valente and Associates.
Okay, and your callback number, sir?
It's, oh, Jesus. 405-396-6884.
And what's wrong with the... You said it's something wrong with the router?
Listen, take the report. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Begin. Line one.
Okay.
My IP address is... 192.168.1.254.
254, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I cannot get onto the internet. I hit the internet and it doesn't go out. Now listen, I got into an argument with my wife.
Okay.
And some stuff got thrown around, and I damaged the equipment.
Okay.
Okay. I threw the laptop also at the wall.
Okay.
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 My wife left the house. Write that down.
Okay.
And I need him. I need to get this fixed before my wife gets back. And I don't hear you typing it down.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I need to get this fixed before my wife gets home because she's going to be upset and I'm going to get, you know, in trouble.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, so this is urgent.
Yeah.
Now this is a business, okay? This is a business.
Okay.
I didn't want you to write down that this is a business. And I want, like, an exclamation point at the end of business.
Okay. Okay, you said Valente and Associates, correct?
Valente and Associates.
Okay. Because that's what I have for down for business.
Okay.
So that they know that it's business.
Okay, so please have him call back before Athena gets home.
Sure, no problem. It's okay. Valente, your first name,
no,
correct?
No, Valente, Valente.
Valente.
V-A-L-E-N-T-E. And that this is urgent. What priority are you giving this ticket?
As urgent as possible.
Is there a level, a number that you assign to it?
No. There's not a number or a level to it.
Can you read to me what...
Emergency. It's either an emergency or it's not.
Now, can you read to me what you have, please?
Okay. You gave me the IP address, 192.168.1.254, and then you cannot get onto the internet, it does not go out, you got into a fight with your wife, and that you broke the equipment and because it got thrown, and then the laptop got broke after she came back, and then you need this fixed before she gets back.
Yes, that's right.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome.
How long do you think it'll be?
Honestly, as fast as I can get it to them, I mean, depending on how busy they are, is depending on how fast they can get back to you.
Okay.
But I will immediately relay this message.
Do I have a ticket number or anything?
No, this is just a message.
Very well.
All right.
What is your name?
Thank you, sir. Anna.
Anna, okay, I'll be following up with you. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Anna, everybody. I'm acting like my customers where I work. It's so unfair. I'm just going to have a really bad day at work tomorrow now. She is a pro dealing with attitude. RBCP making a good point. Gold star for RBCP tonight. RBCP on the board with one gold star. Tied with Big Tug. Kokanee coming in with negative one gold star. And there was some listener that gave a gold star for some fucking reason. Who will win tonight? Who will be the winner of the gold stars? And be entitled to five Madhouse dollars. Looking at you, Tuck and RBCP, both of you. I'm watching you. I'm looking at you. And show me who's more dedicated. Sweetwater Truck Stop. This is a number we didn't get to last week. They have a Popeyes there. All right, that means I can play one of my favorite songs. That Popeyes song. Chicken and Fries, man. That's my favorite song. Popular Demand. This is with Cameron. Cameron.
Thank you for calling Mr. Travel Center. If you know your party's extension, please dial it at this time. For paging customers in the fuel desk, 228. For the front shop, 236. For the back shop, 244. For shop manager, 237. For the store register, 230. For the store manager, 233. For restaurant, 234. One moment, please.
Wasn't it one for paging the floor or something? You hear that one? I wonder if that'll put us through to the fucking speakers, the PA system.
Thank you for calling TA. This is Jennifer.
Listen, Big Jennifer, is this the one that has the Popeyes in it?
Yes.
Listen, you people told me it was okay to go home and put the damn chicken in the microwave to warm it up. I did that, and it started a big mess. I put it in, just like you said, with the foil and everything, for 5 minutes.
You put foil in the microwave?
It came with foil.
Oh, you don't put foil in your microwave, sir.
Listen, as far as I know, the girl there said, I asked her, look, I'm going to drive home. I got a long way to drive still on the highway. She said, that's fine. You just put it in the microwave. Look, you put it in the microwave just with the package, just like it is, just like this, for 5 minutes. I got home, I put it in, I went to take a shower. I came out, and I had to use the fire extinguisher. The microwave is destroyed, and there's smoke, like stains, going all the way up the wall, up to the ceiling. And luckily, thank Jesus, there wasn't a fire, because I was right there with the fire extinguisher. God help me. Baby Jesus, help me out and save my house. And you know, if my wife gets home, she's going to kill me. My wife is going to kill me. So I'm holding you responsible. Who's the manager there? Who's in charge?
Hang on a second. Let me let you talk to one of the managers, okay?
Fine.
Jesus. You're making a good point. That manager better be a man. Because there's no W-O in manager, everybody. As far as I know, there's only a man in manager. Damn straight. Madhouse ready for February 9th. Our website is madhouselive.com. Be sure to visit us there, check our podcast, watch the video feed, go to the forums and, you know, sniff around there. It's taking too long, it's going to give a call back. Does anybody remember the extension I dialed for a restaurant? Because now I had to go through the whole damn thing. I think it was 234, right? Sounds good to me, at least. Let's try it.
TA Restaurant, can I help you?
Listen, this is Valente from International Business Machines. And I was calling before, and I was talking to Big Jennifer. And she put me on hold for a long time. I don't have time to be waiting on hold. Who is this?
This is Dora.
Big Dora, what do you do? Are you the manager or not?
Yes, sir, of the restaurant.
Listen to me. I went there, and the girl told me that when I got home to put the chicken in the microwave, just like she gave it to me for 5 minutes, I put it in, I go to take a quick shower, and by the time I get out, the shit is smoldering, there's smoke stains all up the white wall of the house in the corner, and the microwave is in the corner, and the microwave is ruined. And I had to use a fire extinguisher, and there's fucking fire extinguisher dust all over the place. My wife is going to get home, and she's going to kill me, and I'm not kidding you. She's going to come over, she's going to get home, and she's going to hit me again.
Okay.
She hit me with
Hello?
A...
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jessica from Popeyes. What exactly...
I got a chicken meal, and I said to the girl, I'm not going to get this because I have a long way to go. I'm just going to get something small. And she said, no. Go ahead and take it, and when you get home, you can... she said, you can put it in the microwave. And I said, yeah. How long? She said, you just put it just like this, just like it is right here, 5 minutes in the microwave. And I put it in the microwave, and I take a shower. By the time I come out of the shower, the microwave was smoldering. Thank Jesus. Jesus was with me tonight. Jesus was with me tonight, and the Virgin Mary, and the house didn't catch on fire. But I swear, if that house would have caught on fire, I would have put the biggest lawsuit on you.
Okay, first
who,
off,
who's,
where did you get chicken from?
From Popeyes.
Okay, sir, that's a... It's a...
a cardboard container. There's no reason why your microwave should have caught on fire from you putting that in the microwave.
Well, I'm telling you,
Secondly,
you put
really
foil.
Blame us for if you put something in the microwave. There's no foil in our stuff from Popeyes.
There's
no foil.
There's something that you're putting in this in the chicken, or there's something you put in this container that created
a
fire.
It's a piece of paper and a cardboard box.
Then it's the grease that was on the cardboard box. You people are selling, like, you might as well be kerosene that you're soaking this in, or gasoline.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but if you are trying to get a microwave or something out of this, you're going to have to call back and talk to the manager over the whole TA tomorrow morning and explain it to him, and maybe he can help you more. But me being the manager at Popeyes, the only thing I can tell you is there's nothing in the container. There's nothing in anything unless you got wings from Pizza Hut and used the foil wrap and put your foil in the microwave, which is not smart, just in case you didn't know that.
I don't cook. I'm not. I don't cook. I either listen.
No, nothing from Popeyes has foil in it, sir.
Well, listen to me. I don't cook. I either go out or my woman cooks. That's how it is. Is there a man I can speak to there? Because I'm getting a little tired of this, Missy.
I'm the manager, so no, there's no one other than me at the moment.
Is there?
If you'd like to call back in the morning and speak to Hossein, he's the main manager over everything.
Oh,
I'm sure he
Hossein.
Would love to have you
Here
explain
we go.
Everything to him.
Hossein, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Listen to me. I need you to. Can you listen? When my wife is gonna kill me if she gets home. And she, you gotta get. You got any whitewash there?
I have no idea. What
Send
you're
somebody
about.
Down here with some whitewash to paint these walls before my wife gets here.
Yeah. Okay.
No, listen. You gotta have
to.
My wife is gonna beat
Hossein
me.
Hossein is who you need to speak to, and he won't be here until tomorrow morning.
Well, what's his?
Other than that, there's nothing I can help you with, and I hope you have a good night.
What's his home phone number?
I cannot give you his home phone number. You can call him back tomorrow morning.
You okay, call him and tell him to call me.
Deal with your wife tonight.
Take my information and have him call me immediately.
All right, that I can do.
Are you ready?
No, hold on just a moment.
Jesus.
All right, sir. Your name and your number, please.
Valente.
Can you spell that, please?
V-A-L-E-N-T-E.
Okay.
405-396-884.
Okay.
Let me tell him to call me back. You tell what is his name? Saddam?
Hossein.
Hossein. Tell him to call. You going to call him now?
Yes, I sure will.
You tell him it's urgent. My wife is going to get home. Write that down, though. My wife is going to get home. She's going to kill me. Write it down.
Okay.
Read it back to me.
Valente, 405-396-6884.
And?
And I will tell him that your wife is going to kill you.
Okay. I expect to hear back in 30 minutes. If not, I'm going to ask for you. What was your name again?
Jessica.
And Big Jennifer and Big Jessica's over there, right? That's you?
Jessica is me, yeah.
And who's the other big girl over there?
I don't know who you're talking about.
There was some other old broad I was just talking to.
Oh, Dora.
Big Dora, yeah. So I'm just writing down these names. And then what's his name? Hussein's going to call me?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Make it happen. Snappy.
All right, now let's try to page the desk for Hossein. I don't know. It sounds like a plan. What was it? Hossein? I forgot already. Hossein. A-G-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm. Milkman! Sneaky Pinky.
First in the fuel desk, 228.
One moment, please. You have entered an invalid extension.
Come on.
Using the dial pad, please enter the extension you wish to call. To use the directory, press number.
I forgot. Hey, it didn't go through.
One moment, please.
I was going to page Big Jennifer.
I'm going to have some page.
Thank you for the travel center. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to have somebody paged.
Okay.
I need to have Big Jennifer paged, please.
All right, then, just a moment.
Thank you.
Big Jennifer. Let's see if she picks up. What do you think? You think she'll pick up? You think we'll be told there's no Jennifer there? I hope she picks up. I hope she's hearing them announce. Big Jennifer. Big Jennifer. Big Jennifer, please pick up line one.
One thing I do know is Malcolm is a fan of Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Yeah, those throwing that in there. Speaking of Valente. Anyway, let's see what other numbers we got here while we wait for this, see if it ever fucking picks up. Killer Cigars, it went 10:06 p.m. We still have Michelangelo's Pizza here as well. And, yeah, I'm waiting to hear back from Skynet also, man. I might call back Skynet. Jesus. Skynet 360. I really want to hear those calls from last week. What is Skynet? Skynet is the fucking computer matrix in fucking Terminator.
Okay.
We got a lot of numbers from last week also here. We could do. Nunes is Depot Diner. Of course. Been the shitter. Oh, it was ringing. Fuck. I hung it up and it started ringing. Taking the same path we did last time. Two customers at the diner? Is it really two? I turned off the webcam, for God's sake. Go back. Nobody there? Freak?
What happened? Thank you for calling TA. How can I help you?
Yes, I had called earlier, have somebody paged, and nobody came back for me.
Okay, please hold.
Fuck holding. The Depot Diner webcam. There is a customer there. What did I call about the chicken? I'm going to call about the soup now. I say the soup got on fire in the microwave. Let's do that. Fuck this paging Big Jennifer shit. Fuck Big Jennifer. Fuck her right her ass. I would too.
I don't care about Jennifer. Fuck Jennifer.
And I've recorded and put it up on the porno tubes and I call it First Time Anal 22. White Girl Takes It. That's what I call it. That'll be the description of the video. I don't watch a lot of porn at all. All right, everybody, let's call back that Depot Diner.
No one does.
Nah. I don't need that.
Players don't need porn. Oh, let me go back to my webcam. You don't control that phone. That camera, that's what I mean to say. Where'd that go? He's going behind the camera. Hello, listen.
Yeah.
Listen, I put the soup in the microwave and it caused a big mess.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay, did you clean it up?
Well, no. You people are coming here replacing this microwave. Or you're going to paint these walls after what just happened. And
Why?
The chicken.
Why?
Because you're...
Why was it our fault?
I was given instructions to put this in the microwave to warm it up for 8 minutes... I went, I took a shower, I come back, and it's smoldering. The microwave is ruined, and I think there's foil in this.
Oh, where'd you buy this stuff?
At your diner!
Hmm. What was it?
Soup.
Why'd you cook it for 8 minutes?
That lady told me to put it in the microwave for 8 minutes.
No, you put soup in for like a minute.
Well, that's not what she told me. She said 8 minutes in the microwave in this container. And I come out of the shower, and sure enough, I had to use a fire extinguisher on it.
Holy smokes.
No, I'm not kidding, sir. I'm not kidding you. I want your information right now. What's your social security number?
Yeah, you're getting that like I'm going to tell you anything else.
Well, what's the tax?
Why would I give you my social security number?
What's the tax ID number there? I'm putting up papers. I'm an attorney, I'll have you know. My name is Valente.
Oh, very good.
Yes, and I'm with Valente and Associates.
All right.
Yeah, listen, effeminate man. Give me your... Oh, we got your papers there. I'm coming in. I want to
get... Get the papers.
No, I want copies of your papers. All of them.
Yeah.
When I'm done with you, you're going to get all your licenses pulled. You won't be able to serve water there anymore.
Good. Maybe you'll own the place.
You turkey
so you
trash.
You can make no money like I don't make any money.
You turkey trash jerk. Asshole jerk.
God bless. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy. All right. Nice little anger exchange.
But he wouldn't bite the bullet, and I forgot to put the video on the fucking feed. I got to watch it, but I wasn't recording it. Yes, Milkman.
You know, today was the big Grand Slam free day at Denny's from 6 till 2.
It was?
Call and find out. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I missed it again?
Grand Slams today.
Son of a bitch, I missed it last year.
Tell them that you missed it this morning, and that you think it's 6 to 2.
A.M. There we go. Give me some Denny's. We're gonna complain about this. Hell yeah. Jack Masherson should do this, fucker.
That's right.
Jack Masherson coming up.
6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It's
a celebrated annual day.
Yeah. I didn't know. That sucks. Are there any webcams at Denny's? Anyway, hey, listen, hey, Tuck, did you say, I know you noticed, I've been Ustreaming my classes. I Ustreamed my fiber optics class last night, and I Ustreamed my digital electronics class on Saturday.
Here's what would happen with those speeds.
Right.
They would go for maybe 30 seconds, stop, and then start another video.
Really?
So if you look at your backlog, you have like 30 seconds of video.
30 seconds of video.
Like probably like 30 seconds of video, however long you were broadcasting.
That's the problem, but see, what I'm going to do, I figured out, I'm going to connect to Wi-Fi. I'm going to connect to the Wi-Fi network there at school, and that way it should be a nice fucking pipe.
Yeah, that's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah, and I got a case for my phone that's a little stand. I have to lean it up against that. I was leaning up against the function generator, and every time I had to dial it, it would fucking move and fall over and stuff. Yeah, I was making a circuit there, and it can't work from the beginning.
I'm really liking Ustream. I'm checking it out, and you can see famous comic book artists like draw real time on there.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's kind of cool. I never thought about looking for that. That sounds pretty cool.
Really cool.
You get to watch them do it, like actually do the art and stuff, like drawing the comics and stuff?
Yeah, real time. And they're talking about it, and they answer questions or whatnot, yeah.
Shit. Hey, that sounds kind of cool. Send me a link or who, you know, tell me who that is. I might check one of those out. All right, Lonesome Loser.
J. Scott Campbell has one.
Yeah.
Scotty Young has one.
I don't know who they are.
Scott Kurtz.
The Spider-Man's on there.
They
got Spider-Man's on there. Spider-Man's. All right, do we got any Denny's prank calls we can play here? We got numbers here for Lonesome Loser coming in from Denny's all over the fucking place. Portland, Oregon, and Grants Pass, Oregon. Denny's, everybody, where apparently Carlito once again missed the fucking free... What was it, Milkman? The free Grand Slam? What do they call it again?
It's Grand Slam. From 6 a.m. till 2 p.m.
And I missed it because I thought it was from... Yeah, it was...
The night shift. You're 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Grand Slam.
It was really 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. I follow. Okay, cool, we'll do it.
Is Milkman in the bathroom?
He's taking a shit again, yep. Right back, folks.
Hey, Beth, how you doing, big girl?
Very well, how are you?
Good, I want you to make an order here for me. You got... stuff to write things down. I'm gonna make an order here. I'm on the toilet. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How ironic is that? Can you believe it? I had no idea that was coming. Isn't that great? This is an awesome show. That was fucking perfect right there. Who would have known,
it's
right?
It's a show on the internet on a Tuesday night.
Very well. How are you?
Good. I want you to make an order here for me. You got stuff to write things down. I'm gonna make an order here. I'm on the toilet. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, I feel ready.
You're a smart ass. You know what's funny is that you're working at Thanksgiving and I'm not.
Oh, so passive aggressive.
I'm just
go food because I know you've been missing Denny's all day.
No, not really. I'm calling because the only place is open in this godforsaken town, and my wife messed up the turkey and I kicked her out of the house.
Oh,
good. I'm glad you put her in her place. Yeah,
but you know what? Maybe I'm a little upset, but all you women deserve to be working in the kitchen on Thanksgiving. She's so lazy.
That's quite a statement, really. What can I get for you?
Have you been cleaning good the place today? Have you been
scrubbing diligently.
Good. Good. And do you take care of your man also on lunch break?
Well, we don't get lunch breaks, us women. We just work straight through.
No, but you need to have a sexual break to satisfy the men with your hand or your mouth, preferably. Not your vagina, because your vagina probably smells because you've been working all day on Thanksgiving. It's sad.
Very nice.
It's sad. When are you going to move up in the industry where you get today off?
I'm not quite sure. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year? Okay. All right, well, I don't know where else to go with this. Write down my order, please.
Well, what can I get for you?
I would like, let's see here, I need turkey of some sort. What kind of turkey do you have there?
We have a turkey dinner.
Shut up. Don't be a smartass. Seriously, what kind of turkey do you have?
I'm not really sure what kind of turkey it is.
They have butter bowl?
No, it's something else. In fact, let me get somebody else to take care of
it.
Okay?
Better be a man, not a woman.
Okay, 1 second, sir.
All right.
Do they serve Masterson's brand turkey?
This is Maria. Can I help you? Hello?
Excuse me?
Yes, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Can I help you?
I specifically ordered that lady to put a man on the phone, not a woman.
I'm the manager. Maybe she thought you wanted the manager.
No, I said a man. I don't speak to women on the phone.
Well, I'm sorry. There are no men here.
Well, I think that's your problem. I think you're always supposed to have a man on staff. Who makes the decisions there at this time?
Actually, we have men on our staff, but the man that I have on staff right now wouldn't understand you.
Why? Why is that? Because he's Hispanic?
No, because he doesn't hear very well.
Well, I can talk to... I'd rather talk to a man, because, I mean, you can't make decisions. You know, you don't have a lot of power and stuff.
I'm a manager.
But there's no woman in manager. You know, it's like a manager. Because it's like a paper title you have, basically. Because we don't... I mean, they gave you the title.
If you're going to discriminate against women, then we can't help you anyways, because Denny's does not discriminate, and we don't encourage it in other people. So you might want to try some other place that doesn't...
Bull crap. In 1995, you people discriminated against two Secret Service agents who were African American.
Fucking bastards. I know, they did. You remember that? Those two Secret Service agents that were black, that they made them wait like 2 hours for their food? I remember that. They had a whole big shitstorm they having back then.
That was the famous black and brown incident.
Mama, what's the black and brown? What are you talking about?
Good evening, Denny's Restaurant. This is Maria. Can I help you?
Maria, hi. I just want to apologize if I was rude to you before. I understand you're probably menstruating, and that probably just made you upset. So I can make an exception, maybe talk to you right now.
Are you the person that talked to me earlier and that I hung up on?
Well, because you were menstruating, you got upset, and you got angry, and you hung up. Yeah, that's me.
No, it wasn't that I got angry. I hung up because we don't allow...
Because you're menstruating. It's okay if you're menstruating. As long as you watch...
She's menstrual. Oh, God.
The tracking bear...
Attracting bears over there, folks. Any women listening to show menstruating, type a 1 in the chat room right now. Let us know, please. Warn us before we start trying to make moves. Hollywood's menstruating. All right, Chuck Blitz, John Rick is menstruating 8 times. Jesus Christ, woman, get a tampon up in that. They got pills for that now, you know? God damn. They got a pill right now. They instead of having a period once a month, they have like 4 periods a year, but they're huge.
Hey, we're calling Denny's the Grand Staff. This is Jerry. Will this be a to-go order?
No, Jerry. This is Margaret. I'm sorry that I hung up earlier, but I was putting in a tampon and my phone fell in the toilet. I was told to give you a call, though, and ask for your Grand Slam. Do you have
a Grand Slam?
This is Margaret.
And why did you accidentally hang up?
I didn't. It was an accident. What I was doing was attempting to put a tampon in while on the phone at the same time on the
toilet. Hold on 1 second, okay?
And the phone fell. Hello. Thank you for holding. This is Leah.
Leah, I'm sorry. I was supposed to talk to Jerry, but apparently he's not used to talking to someone that's menstruating. Tell him if he doesn't get back on the phone, I'm going to come down there, and I'm probably going to rip his freaking eyes out.
Okay, I will tell him.
Speak directly. I'm menstruating, all right? You know what that's like, don't you? Tell Jerry to get his ass back on the phone right now.
Okay, hold on, please. I'm going to go run and get him for you.
Right.
He went to buy you some more tampons, actually.
I don't need any more tampons. I need a grand slam. To go.
Hello, this is Jerry. Can I help you?
It's about time, sir. Do you not understand what a menstruating woman can do to you? What are you laughing at? I need a grand slam to go.
You need a grand slam to go?
Yes.
Yeah, and may I have your name and number, please?
My name is Margaret.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be there in about 30 minutes. Can I go ahead and give you my card number?
What's that?
Can I go ahead and pay for it with my credit card?
Okay. You'll have to use your credit card when you get here.
Okay. Well, please have that ready for me. I'm sorry I got upset.
Can I get your phone number, please?
Yes, sir.
What's your phone number?
407.
What's that?
It's 407.
407?
Yes.
407.
Yes, I'm from out of town. This is my cell number.
Who is this?
This is Margaret.
Margaret?
I don't understand what you think this is so funny.
Excuse me?
I don't know why you think this is so funny. My number is 407.
Okay, I'm going to call you back just to verify this is the right number, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, Denny's. May I help you?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi.
Denny's Restaurant. Huh?
I want to make a pickup order, please.
A what?
I want to make a pickup order, please.
A to-go order?
No, yeah, it's a pickup order.
Takeout. Okay, hang on just one second.
No, pickup order.
A takeout order, yeah.
Pick up.
A pickup?
Uh-huh. I'll pick it up.
Oh. Okay, hang on. I'll be right with you.
All right, you know, Jack Masterson.
Get those Sharpie.
It's got to be this one, too.
It's got to be the big one. It's like a bite down on the side of it. It's kind of hard to explain. It's got so many... I've been using it for like 3 years. It's got so many bite marks on it. I should probably sanitize it. I haven't cleaned it like a fucking... I haven't cleaned it in 3 years.
You could offer that for a prize to one of our listeners.
Ew, man. The Jack Masters and Sharpie.
Okay, what would you like to have?
The special. I wanted about 3 of the specials, please. And a carafe of orange juice.
Okay,
I'll pay for the orange juice. That's okay.
What?
I'll pay for the orange juice, and then I wanted 3 of the free specials.
Oh, they're not free now. They're, it ended at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, well, it said it was from 6 to 2, it's, you know.
Yeah, 6 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon.
It says here 6 p.m. I'm like, faithful, I wrote it down because Oprah was talking about it, and she said 6 p.m.
No, it's 6 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon. Over with now.
Now, listen. I wrote it down here, plain and simple, on my paper. Oprah said it was from 6 to 2 today.
John.
And I stayed up.
Hang on, I'm going to let you talk to you.
It's 7:30.
Hello.
Listen, she's refusing to take my order. I want a carafe of juice and 3 specials. It's between 6 and 2. Oprah said it on the TV yesterday. From 6 to 2, it was going to be free, and everyone was clapping.
You're absolutely correct. It said 6 to 2, sir.
It's 7:30 right now.
It said 6 a.m. No. to 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
No, no, no. That's not what she said. She said from
absolutely true.
Listen, I slept in and made sure I got up early at 6 to come in now. I took a shower and everything. The nurse left. And now I'm going to get I ordered the transportation to take me. Because I'm in a wheelchair. They have to come special from the county to come take me because I'm on disability.
Okay, sir. The special was from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. this afternoon.
And it's
that
7...
That is already over.
It's 7:30 right now.
A.m. this morning, okay?
This is not
fair. It ended at 2 p.m.
Listen, I don't know if you know, but it's mandatory that you're supposed to have the sale today, because that's what Oprah said.
Okay, we did have the sale today, but it ended at 2 p.m., 5.5 hours ago.
2 p.m., it's 2 p.m. is how long from now?
It was earlier. It was 2 p.m.,
that's,
5.5 hours ago.
That's 19 hours from now. Is two.
No, 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 no.
Yes.
It was earlier today, this morning, 6 a.m. this morning.
Why? Please, sir, just take my order. I want a carafe of juice to go with three specials.
Sir, you're not understanding what I'm saying. There are no specials right now. It was done and over with at 2 p.m.
It's not. This isn't fair. Well, let me speak to the manager, please.
You are.
No, is there a man I can speak to?
You are speaking to the manager in charge at this time.
It's not fair because you're going to make me call. When is the manager, the store manager, big manager, come in?
Oh, he will be here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Listen, that's not fair, because then it's after 2, and I can't get the specials anymore.
It's already after 2.
No, it's not. It's 7:39 by 1 o'clock, and it's tied to
you. Okay, do you understand that it is 7:39 p.m.?
Exactly, and it's over at 2 a.m.
No, 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 it's not. It started at 6 a.m. this morning, and it was over at 2 p.m. this afternoon.
This isn't fair.
5.5 hours ago.
Listen, I slept in because I was going to come in.
I'm sorry.
This isn't fair.
Okay,
I waited all day.
Feel that way.
I've been up, and I waited all day. I took a shower and everything, and my transportation is going to be here in about 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
I can't cancel on them.
Listen, the special ended at 2 p.m. this afternoon, sir, and there is pretty much nothing I can do about that.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
So,
oh.
I'm sorry.
Listen, I was going to order a carafe of orange juice. I was going to pay for that because I didn't want you people to say that I was good for charity. I don't accept charity.
Okay, it's not.
I'm not looking for your charity, sir.
It's not charity, sir, and the special did in fact happen today, but it happened earlier today, and it ended at 2 p.m.
It says, listen.
I'm sorry.
I'm looking at the paper. It says here, 6 to 2.
6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
What was it? What was the special?
It was a grand slam.
So can you put me down for one special?
No, I cannot. The sale, it ended. I mean, I can put you down for one, but you'll have to buy it.
How much is it?
$5.99.
How much is the craft of oranges?
Hold on a second. First off, let's see. You want what, just a large orange juice?
I want the craft to go.
We don't have one of those to go.
No, wait a minute. Why can't you sell me the carafe?
No.
I can order. I can take it with me. What's happening?
No. No, you can't.
How many orange juices are in it?
I don't know.
How much is the carafe if I drink it there?
Hold on a second. $5.69 for the craft of juice.
I'll buy the craft of juice, and you give me the instead. Give me the Grand Slam for free.
No.
I'll pay for the craft of juice, but you give me the Grand Slam.
No, no. That special ended at 2 p.m. this afternoon. There'll be no free Grand Slam giving.
Listen, I was gonna buy the carafe juice, but you said that I can't take it with me. Why?
Well, I guess I could put it in a bunch of to-go cups.
Well, I'll tell you what. You sell me the carafe juice, but instead of that, you give me the Grand Slam for free and no juice.
Well, why? Hold on. Why even the issue of that, then? Just come in and buy yourself a Grand Slam.
I don't need your charity, okay?
There is no charity. You're going to have to pay for whatever you order to receive here tonight, okay?
I'm sorry,
but I have work to do.
Listen!
So
how many... the crowd...
That's... Hey, goodbye.
Jesus. That was an awesome guy right there. That was fun to prank him.
Wow, Danny is kicking tonight.
Wow, man, that's awesome. Good deal. All right, cool.
I wonder how many people else have called in just for that.
I don't know. Despite the fact that they probably said it's only one per customer and I'm trying to get three free things. I should have called her in the morning. Yeah. It would have been funny if... Alright, everybody. Corrupt says it's free on your birthday, is it? I'm going to call back and say it's my birthday. I could do that. Carlos sucks his VoIP, you fucking asshole. I know who that is, and he can go to hell. He's banned. New ban Carlos sucks at VoIP, please. Oh, he already quit? Yeah, asshole. I'm kidding. That's a friend of mine. I'm the VoIP fucking master. I'm the fucking fiber optics fucking master. I'm going to stream my VoIP class tomorrow, just so you can see the crazy-ass Indian teacher that I got. I'm going to straight up stream it. We're real excited. That'll be on Madhouse Ustream tomorrow night. What time is my class tomorrow? 7:30 to 10 p.m. tomorrow night, live here on Madhouse Radio. Carlito will be live streaming on via Ustream his VoIP class on my Android phone. Enjoy it. That class is too fucking easy. All right. We got Hunky Dory Pipe and Tobacco, where a girl answered at 10:20 p.m. We can call there. Killer Cigars is here also. Killer Cigars. You know who we haven't talked to in a while is fucking Funky Zone. Yeah, then we can give those bastards a call, right? Eh? And then we'll call the other cigar shop. Hang on, let's... Are we .ca now? Oh, see if I got Funky Zone here. Yes, I do. Funky Zone in Roseville.
Funkadelic, man.
Funky Zone. Well, hey, we just played Funky Clown. What other, we got a song? See if I got any funky music here. We got Funky Chicken by Dr. Dre. I don't even know that.
Funky President by James Brown. That's a fun song. Unfunky UFO by Parliament. I think Milkman's going to want us to play that. There you go, buddy.
Yeah, Unfunky UFO.
All right.
You saw that coming.
Yep. Yeah, man. All right, Funky Zone, everybody. I love it. That was a great Milkman. Kudos. Milkman gets a gold star. Milkman on the board with one gold star also here, man. It's a tight race tonight. Tuck Milkman and RBCP tie with one gold star each. Kokanee with negative one gold star. I forgot why. What happened? What did I do that I blamed on Kokanee? I forgot. It was something rude. Something untrue. Ah, yes. That's right. Yeah, so Milkman, I don't know if you made a note that we got a new mouth line. It's 405-39-MOUTH. That's 405-396-6884. That's the new mouth line.
No, you got that James Cavendish there.
With the pipe tobacco.
Listen, I want James Cavendish in a pipe tobacco. And I don't want a corn cob either. Don't be trying to sell me these upgrades to corn cobs. I don't smoke out of that. What is that stuff? Corn cobs, ridiculous.
Okay, we don't have what you're looking for.
You don't have tobacco there, bastard.
He hung up on me, the fuck. He's on to me, he remembers me. Master son of bitch.
I was trying to listen to Bubba the Lust Bunch today. Something about Hulk Hogan is all angry. What was his deal? Do you ever listen to that show, Tug? I rarely do, and I listened to it today, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Hulk Hogan's like all emotional. Hey, listen. What's this? You hang up the phone. That's not necessary.
Who's calling?
This is Valente. Listen, I'm calling about pipe tobacco. What's the problem here?
Oh, there is no problem.
Uh-huh. Who was I just talking to?
You're talking to the manager of the Funky Zone. Who's talking?
Okay. Well, this is Valente, and I was asking about the pipe tobacco, and I want to know about my special order. I want James Cavendish.
Okay.
And how much is that?
Actually, we don't have it.
Well, you get it for me. You got the catalog there?
Actually, we don't have it, no.
So how do you get your tobacco, then? What do you go through?
I can't tell you.
No, you can. Where are you getting it from? What's your sources? You're supposed to prove it to me.
Oh, God. Don't reveal his sources to me. Get out of here. Can't reveal your sources. I have good sources. I got nothing to reveal. Sources.
Hello. Oh.
This number. What area code is this number at? 405. Where do we say we're from? We gotta know that, you know. We get that question a lot. Where are you calling from? 405 area code. Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Yeah, West Oklahoma, Oklahoma City.
Oh man. Oh, Oklahoma, eh? Area code 405 serves the U.S. state of Oklahoma. It covers the Oklahoma City metropolitan area, including cities such as Oklahoma City, Edmond, El Reno, Norman, Stillwater, Shawnee, Chickasha, Tuttle, and more. The other two area codes serving the area are 918, which covers northeastern Oklahoma, and 580, which serves western and southern Oklahoma. Prior to January 1st, 1953, all of Oklahoma was contained within the 405. On that date, northeastern Oklahoma was assigned area code 918. On November 1st, 1997, 405 was reduced to cover only central Oklahoma.
There's way more information to
release. Well, we get to know, asshole. While the remainder of the state was assigned area code 580. Okay, so there we go. That's where we're from now. Madhouse Radio and the Mouth, 98.6 The Mouth, have moved to the state of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Metro Oklahoma City. Big town right there. What's the big deal? What happened over there? What, they blew up a building? Is that what it was? A federal building? Remember, I was in school when that happened. Remember? Timothy McVeigh and the other guy. There was another dude, too, right? Timothy McVeigh and...
The dude with the glasses, yeah.
The Nichols guy? He was a gay, right? He looked like a gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot what was his name. Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh, right? That's who they were. Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh. Yeah. They were executed. Nichols was executed first, or McVeigh was executed in, like, 99, I think, right? No, 2001.
Right.
Or 2000. And a little later, a few years later, then they got Nichols.
Nichols was given permanent jail time, cell time with Bubba, getting ass reamings.
I guess. So he's in the Supermax, right? Isn't there that Supermax prison where they've got him and the Unabomber? Well, the Unabomber's dead.
23-hour lockdown.
Yeah, and is the Unabomber? Did the Unabomber kill himself, or did he just try to kill himself once with his underwear? What happened? Is he alive still? Let me see.
I think he took a big sniff and it blew off half his nose.
No, he's still alive. He's age 67. I think he's. I'm pretty sure he's in. Yeah, let's see. Life in prison. He's serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole as Federal Bureau of Prisons registered number, blah, 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 and ADX Florence. Yeah, the Federal Administration Maximum Facility Supermax near Florence, Colorado. I think there's a whole ton. I think that's like where the worst of the worst. Like, isn't Khalid Sheikh Mohammed there, KSM or KLM, whatever they call him? He's there, I think, right?
Yeah, and I think... Charles Manson.
Let's see. Anthony Casso, mobster and former underboss of the Lucchese or the Lucchese family. Wadi El Hay, conspirator in the 98 United States Embassy bombings. Jeff Fort, co-founder of Black Peace Stones Gang in Chicago. Ted Kaczynski's there. Zacharias Massawi's there. Conspirator in the 9/11 attacks. Terry Nichols. Yeah, there you go, Milkman. You were right. Terry Nichols is there. Oklahoma City bombing conspirator. There are shoe bombers there. Richard Colvin Reed. Eric Robert Rudolph, convicted of the 96 the Olympic Park bombing. Yeah, they got some bad people there. Timothy McVeigh was executed, and he was staying there. Ramzi Youssef, 93 World Trade Center bombing is there. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. There's a drug trafficker. Howard Mason, drug trafficker. I thought it was Manson. Jose Padilla. Convicted of aiding terrorists. That's the guy that was a wannabe, though. He wasn't really. Yeah, Charles Manson isn't here. I think Charles Manson is like in California or something, isn't he? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just fucking around.
No, this is good to know. I don't know. I thought he could be. I thought this where they were. I don't think he was at...
He's in California state prison.
Yeah, he's like in a state prison. Right? He's in a federal offender. I guess he could be, right? But, yeah, that Supermax is some shit right there, man. It's like 23-hour lockdown, like you were saying. Yeah, it's... Yeah, dude, it's super protected. It's like the Fort Knox of prisons. Okay, everybody, going back to numbers here for Lonesome Loser. Let me close this.
I think they used to have a show on, what was it, HBO called Oz. It was about that place.
Was Oz? I don't think Oz is about that place, was it? You sure about that? Thought it was just
I think it was a parody, like a parody of it.
Oh, really? No, because Oz, they were running a call center in there and shit. I tried to watch that. I had some friends that liked it, but it had a lot of anal in it, man. Like, guy-on-guy anal, and I think I saw it once. So, like, there's a lot of ass-fucking. I don't want to see that, man.
I don't think I sat through a whole episode of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I made my little cousin watch it. He was, like, 15, and he was scarred for life.
Check out the chat. The news is the dead will be there soon if he gets more guns.
Yeah, with this gun license. We exposed that last week. Secret source, the arm. We hadn't heard from him in a long time, the arm. Game 3 last week. We got to kick over to Syndicate. We got to play our break. The point is, we'll do it. Let me make a ham sandwich. Sandwich time, everybody. Gonna make a burnt chicken sandwich. And Tuck's gonna go,
What's that, one sandwich in two spaces?
Burnt chicken sandwich!
You'll put some bacon bits and mayonnaise on it.
What, you out of mashed potatoes?
Yeah, out of mashed potatoes, yeah. Dude, that mashed potato sandwich.
Someone posted. Who posted? Someone posted a recipe for it.
Not answering at this point. Yeah, he posted a, it was good, and I might. I think I'm gonna try it again. I'm gonna pick up some mashed potatoes this week and making myself make
spaces in one sandwich.
yeah, space makes four spaces. That's so everybody check that out. Yeah, Mikey went in the forums. If you go over at madhouselive.com, go to general. Check that out, man. Mikey 129 was it right? Let me get to that madhouse. Yep, in the general section, there it is. Let's read it real quick here. The mashed potato sandwich recipe from the Toasted Mashed Potato Sandwich episode of the Madcast, a.k.a. the Masterson Mash. That's what Milkman called it. Credits go to I, Carlito. Ingredients: 2 slices of toasted white bread, 1 scoop of mashed potatoes, mayonnaise or Miracle Whip. No Miracle Whip. We got to remove that. With bacon bits mixed in, or finely chopped hard-boiled eggs with mustard mixed in. Salt if you desire. Putting it together, toast 2 slices of white bread. Spread your dressing on one of the toasted bread slices. Scoop mashed potatoes onto the other slice of bread. Add salt if you desire. Combine the slices together and enjoy. Makes 1 sandwich, 2 spaces. Sounds good. Anyway. All right, folks, we got more Denny's. We'll try a few more of those Denny's when we get back here. It's Madhouse Radio, February the 9th, 11 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's a Tuesday night. We'll be right back with some more prank calls. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Back right after this.
Hello?
Hey. I'm right outside your establishment. Could you let me in to use your latrine, please?
Pardon?
I don't want a piss on your front. Excuse me. Let me in for just a moment. I'll just need to use your facilities.
Where are you?
I'm right out front. I'm right on your door.
President Obama.
President Barack Obama.
Charlie Crook.
I don't want to buy anything. I just got to use your facilities.
Best band out there.
Look, here's the deal. If you don't let me in, I'm going to piss all over your door.
Oh, you know what? That's a great...
Did you...
Never mind. Go back to sleep. But don't step out front in the morning. Whatever you do, I've pissed all over your door and the handle, all right?
Do you know there's a TV?
You know, did you have as much to drink tonight as I did? You sure sound like it.
Cameras watching you, filming you.
Hi.
Smile for them.
Hello, how are you? I'm smiling, hello.
No, the other way, you dickhead.
Oh, I'm sorry, hang on, let me turn around. Here we go. Hello.
There you go. Piss off and down found this number again.
No, I didn't piss off. I pissed on your door.
You little child. Go away.
No, you heck, and I'll see you naked.
Hey, you scum. You useless. Go away.
You want to see me naked?
Oh, my God.
Same ridiculous.
Taking the world by force.
98.6
ML.
Dunkin' Donuts, may I help you?
Hey, is Sam there?
Who?
Sam.
Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, so Sam?
Hello?
Hey, how many men been with your mother before you were born?
I'm sorry?
How many men with your mother before you were born?
Oh, it's like how many men with your mother, you know?
That's what I said, stupid. How many men? Go ask her.
Ask who?
Your mother.
My mother?
How many men?
My mother is not my mother. I don't have mother. My mother is your mom.
I was just talking to her right now.
Go ask your mother.
My father had sex with your mother and you came out.
No. Your father, do you know your father?
My,
you don't have your father because so many guys fuck your mother.
You're my brother.
I know.
You're my brother because my father raped your mother.
No, because my father fucked your mom.
My father fucked your mom first.
Okay, just tell me, why don't come here?
I came there.
I know, because you're chicken.
You didn't do anything when
chicken,
I came in there.
Because you're fucking chicken.
I came
if
in
you,
there with...
If you are mad, come here and show me your face.
Will you kiss me?
Face to face, motherfucker.
Will you kiss me
chicken,
those... Will you
face to face.
Kiss me with those big lips of yours.
Motherfucker, let me tell you something, okay? If I'm gonna see you, I'm gonna fuck you.
Oh,
I'm
baby.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
How?
Okay?
How are you gonna do it? With
how
what?
How gonna you like it?
With your hands?
With your balls, with your ass, wherever you want.
No, I like it in my balls.
put it in your mouth.
You know what I'm going to do to you?
Put it in your mouth.
Hey.
Did you like it like that?
I like it. I was in jail and I got it like that.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Are you scared of me?
Fuck you.
You know what? You know what I did?
I don't give a shit about nobody.
You came down here.
If you're going to be in jail, I'm going to kick your ass.
You remember when you got pizza?
I'm going to kick you.
You remember when you got pizza the other day?
I'm gonna kill you.
Do you remember when you got pizza? Hey, sir.
Hala. Okay, motherfucker.
Olmec.
Okay, motherfucker.
Olmec.
Okay, show me your face, motherfucker.
Your mother.
Okay, come here. Come over here.
Couscous, Olmec.
Couscous, Olmec?
Yeah.
Oh, you know that because your sister, you know? You have a sister?
I was in Iraq.
Fuck you, fuck Iraq with you.
I went to Iraq and I had sex.
A lot of dicks there?
I had sex.
Do you like it?
I had.
I know, you know, they have that big dick there.
Arab women.
Did you like it?
You know what? Your mother?
Like there?
Your mother, she moans like a whore.
I don't smile, motherfucker. I don't smile. Don't worry about my mother.
Your mother moans like a whore.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Did you get now?
You are a donkey, Mr. Bush. You are a donkey, Mr. Bush.
You're a donkey.
Okay, thank you.
You're a donkey, bitch.
You're my brother.
Fuck
my
you
big
bitch,
brother. I'm donkey, or you're my
you
big
bitch,
brother.
Hey, listen.
Oh, my gosh. You're so stupid, man.
No,
I feel so bad for you because I think you're confused. You have something in your mind.
I'm a lawyer.
You know? No, fucking hell. You.
I'm a lawyer.
Okay, come here.
I'm going to come here. I'm coming in with a suit.
Oh, come here.
And a briefcase.
Okay, come here.
What time do you come in the morning?
Don't worry in the morning. Come here.
No, I can't come now.
Come here, anytime.
I have
the door's open, you know, I'm waiting for you.
I have to wash my hair tonight.
Okay, go wash it. Come play with my dick.
No, I don't touch devil people dick.
Okay.
You know, because you're Muslim.
Okay, that's good.
Seriously, do you know when you ate pizza the other day?
That's good.
I put sausage in your pizza.
If you had dairy or what?
I'm gonna put sausage.
If you had dairy or what?
Is what?
It's dairy.
It's Gary?
No, Dairy.
Gary?
Yeah.
Garcia?
No, your hands.
My hands? No, your hands are dirty.
Okay, you go clean it and come play with my dick.
You know what I did to the Quran?
What?
It makes good toilet paper.
Where?
In my bathroom.
Oh.
The Quran in my bathroom.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, baby.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
What the hell? That's a cool
Oh, my gosh, he was in rare form. That's a keeper. That's going on the CD.
You're listening to the Cacti Radio Network.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever
make you who you are.
This is the operator with a collect call from
Emery Jones.
To accept the charges, press 1 now.
All right, everybody. Madhouse Radio back. Carlito back. Milkman back. Tuck back. Kokanee back. Oliver's back. All right, good. Welcome back. I posted Mikey129's recipe out to Facebook and Twitter. So we're discussing potato sandwich. All right. Justin wanted us to play the word game. What's the word game? Make him say, the one where we pick... A listener gives me 3 words, I pick one and try to get a person or a business to say it back to me without using the word. Yeah, we can do that. Make them say... There's a character request? Dude, I think I'm getting a cold. This sucks.
No, there's a character request.
What is that?
Corey Fitman.
Dick Fitman. Dick Fitman fits well. Evil Zodi says, would you prank my cousin if I give you the info? Sure, man. I wasn't paying attention when he sent that 5 minutes ago. Sure, man. Send that in, homeboy. Send it in, brother. We'll take care of it, man. We got you. Anybody else for that matter, if you want to send your prank call request, you can do so now. Send me a message on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Again, AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger users, Madhouse Radio. If you're using MSN Messenger, that would be madhouse@live.com. And be sure to use the Request a Prank page when you can. Oh, we do have a Request a Prank. Acid Pez sent one, I thought. We got quite a few of them. Sharpie sent one in most recently. PLA fan Joe. Justin has sent one there in Acid Pez. We got the Request a Prank feature is a free feature, free, easy to fill out form with your prank call request for us to do here on the show, and I do them here. Sharpie sent in a number for Stephanie. She's in her early 20s. Stephanie's a nice girl overall, but again she has a horrible rancid acne. Ooh. And a bushy vajayjay. She's 100. Ooh, wow, really? 100% all natural? Wow. Talk about her hair and her legs. Okay, cool, we'll do that. Let's do that. Well, now, Nunu's going crazy that we gotta call the UK. We got a lot of UK numbers here from Lonesome Loser. Thank you, sir. Let's go ahead and knock some of these out here. This little segment we call Waking Up the UK. It's 4:11 a.m. of the UK right now. They're about to ring in 4:20. Let's go ahead and give them a call. Talk about that, everybody. Let's get a little goofy. Let's get kooky. Let's get queer. All right. Looks like you're carried away. Good. Thank you, Tuck. Tuck's always here to... You don't get a gold star for that. You almost did.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Hello?
Ms. Hi, good afternoon. This is Valente. I'm calling from the phone administration. Could you please confirm this phone number?
I'm sorry.
Is this confirmed?
No. Can you please not phone this number?
I command you. Listen, this is a serious business.
No, I'm sorry.
Is this Mary? Mary?
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is 0155 Mary.
No, who's calling?
This is Valente with the phone administration.
And what do you want?
There's a problem with the undersea cable.
No, I'm sorry. Don't ring this number again. I'll phone the police.
No, what's the problem? Why are you so crass? You sound a little... Are you tired? Hello? Big Mary. Big Mary said, don't call this number again. Let's call Johnstead, this fucking thing. These fucking people. These fucking madhouse people all got fucking bright ideas on what I should do.
I thought that was that lady from that
Okay. You thought I was? Hey, we should call the bull's head. What's it called? The Bull's Head Inn? Bull's Head Pub?
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Yeah, that's why I thought that was a worker.
That was her. I'm calling John.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I want to speak to John right now. Please. No, I don't want to say please, but I want to apologize. Please. Please, I want to speak to John right now.
I don't know who you are.
This is Valente.
Who he is.
Huh?
Sorry?
This is Valente. I'm calling about the fleet.
About the what?
I'm calling from the fleet. This is Valente from the fleet.
Good night.
No. Listen, please put him on. This is urgent. Oh, whatever. Not funny. Not good at all. Here's another different John Terry. John Terry. Sounds like a disease. I got John Terry. I wear my hat at a jaunty angle. Enough of that.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Keeping in mind, the new mouth line is 405-39-MOUTH. It's 405-396-6884.
Call the police.
Hello, this is Terry. Hello.
Hello, goodbye. I'll call the police.
No, listen, is this Terry?
No.
This is John Terry. Yes, it is. Confirm this now.
This is not John Terry, and I have called the police.
You have already? Where did you call him on?
Yes, I have.
What's the confirmation number?
I'm not going to tell you that, am I? Goodbye.
No, you're required to. Whatever.
It is saying he's the guy in the news. I totally hate him about
John Terry. The guy in the news.
They're calling him that John Terry is the guy in the news.
Okay, guy in the news. Let's call him back and ask him if he's the guy in the news.
Let's make sure we do have the right one.
Yo, you the guy in the news, yo? Yo, what the fuck? Yo, why are you in the news?
2 cents per minute.
Yo, why do you suck? Why does your news suck? Oh, there he is, calling the police, as promised.
John Terry.
This is John Terry, and I'm calling to report an American who's calling me.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Listening to... I was listening to the show the other day where it was Halloween and I was calling as the undead queen's mother. Or at least I made the suggestion. Hello? Oh, I heard somebody picking up. John Terry in the news. Nah, no pickup there. No pickup! Okay, I'm going to hunt for... We got more numbers here in England. Peter Robinson. Is he in the news also? Tell me. Is he a big deal? Peter Robinson.
Sure.
He sounds like a crazy ass. Oh, man.
Yeah, the Peter Robinson story.
Yeah, Billy Harrington. I knew explained this to me. He's a professional footballer. I think it was... He's the Tiger Woods of the UK right now, apparently, from what I understand. Milkman, I wanted to mention, dude, Milkman, get up, you fucking fuck. I made an order, dude, on my computer yesterday. I'll be able to, it's going to be great for the show. It's going to be great for the show because I can use one keyboard and one mouse for both computers, the server and the fucking, and the madhouse laptop. So I'll be able to spread my wealth here and it's nice. Never used a KVM switch before,
what
but
I've... What kind of KVM switch did you get? Oh, yeah, I used to use that at the shop. What kind did you get?
What did I get? Fucking, I don't know. It's a TrendNet. That's all I know. I mean, it was like $29. It's got... I can do a monitor with it, and I can do... I can even do audio, my speakers. So I thought that was quite interesting. I don't know what I use it. Yeah, I don't know how that'll come into play in the show. But
I had one that was kind of cheap, though, but it didn't work very well.
No.
You have to make sure how you do it, if you got to, like, push the function key or you got to, you know, what key you got to push.
Well, this one, apparently, you don't have to you just hit the button and it's good to go. You don't have to worry about the function keys at all. That's what it says.
Oh, you don't have to hit a certain key combination.
Yeah, yeah. I made sure to pick one that didn't have that. It was highly rated because of that. So you don't even have to hit the function key. You just hit, you can if you want, but you can set it to auto.
It's powered, right?
Yeah, it has a small plug, yeah. Yeah, this is, hey, dude, I'll take it. If it lets me do that, I don't have to hit function keys, that's fine. I'm fine. Yeah. I fat figure so much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't need to add any more operations in my show operations. Jesus. Anyway, give me a second. I have something to do real quick on another feed. I got to fix the feed over here, all right? So while we do that, we're going to play this. We're going to talk about the bull's head, right?
Is it a good feed or is it a sucky feed? If it's a sucky feed, I say let it go.
Let it go. No. This is quite interesting, but I can't talk about it. This is the breaking news that I was going to talk about, you know, but I've decided just to make let's see. Let's see if I come back and talk about it. Anyway, what would the Bulls hit? What do we call them about? That's the Manchester Pub. That's what it is, right? 2 minutes left the show.
Yeah.
Forte. Minutes left the show.
Hello?
What's that funny noise? Blue, 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 blue.
Ooh, this is the bad version of it.
How am I supposed to know who
I'm... There we go.
Hello?
What's that funny noise? Blue, 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 blue. Hello?
How am I supposed to know who I'm... The super from what building?
Your building. The pub?
Yeah? The pub?
Yeah, I just bought the pub. I won it in a bet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the American who owns your company now.
We're not a company.
Well, no, the pub. I own the pub now.
Oh, what's your name?
I'm Jack Valenti. Just wanted to call and introduce myself, see how you're doing, let you know how I'm going to be running things.
But why would you be phoning us at this time of the morning?
Well, it's not morning, it's evening over here in America still.
No, I'm sorry, but it's morning.
Well, it's an international transaction. Don't speak over me, I'll fire you. You understand?
Too late, I've already been fired, love, so you can't fire
me. You know
what? I don't know who the hell you
think. That's it, get out.
Well, you don't have to.
You're fired. And don't try to take any of the beer, because I know you, I'm on to you. I'm on to you.
Really?
I'm on to you. You're full of shit. You're fired. How much is your last paycheck supposed to be? You tell me, I'm going to take away 10% for your attitude.
Why don't you go piss off? Because I don't know who you are.
What's that supposed to
mean? You're an asshole.
I'm your owner now. I own you. I bought you.
I don't care who the hell you are.
I have your contract.
Tell you what, if you're the owner, you come down here now.
I can't
come
now.
Come down here now to the pub.
I'm in America, remember? You don't listen very much. You must be drinking on the job.
Really? Is that correct?
Are you drunk? You see, that's why I'm firing you.
Really? If you think so, sweetheart. If you really think so.
You're very saucy.
I'm a really.
Yeah, you're
glad.
A lot of attitude. That's why I got so many complaints about you. I'm firing you.
Really? Did you? And
yes.
Did you get these complaints off?
Mr. Johnson. Mr. Walker.
Who the hell is he?
He comes in there all the time. He said that the other day you threw a bottle of beer at him and it hit
really
him.
Really did. Oh, do you know what?
On
you're
the head.
An absolute star. Are you sure you're not off the TV? You're not on the stage because you're a right joker.
I have no idea what you're saying, sweetheart. All I know is you need
to... No, well, I haven't got a clue what you're settling. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You're homeless and you're jobless. You're
really?
Yes.
No, so be it.
Okay, then get out of
so
my...
So be it.
Get out of my pub.
Oh, when would you like me to go?
10 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Get out now.
Well, I'll tell you what, well, you come here and you get me out.
I can't be there now. I told you I'm in another country.
Well, then you're full of shit then, aren't you?
How much have you had to drink today on the job? I'm going to take it out of your last paycheck. Tell me.
Are you really?
That's right.
You don't even know who I am.
Yes, you're the woman.
The cost
you know
of this
what
call
my name
is
yes.
2 cents per minute.
Call?
Me, Julie.
You got that one wrong, then, didn't you?
No, I know. I have all this documentation.
No, you haven't got a clue what the name of this book.
I have your social security number. It's the bull.
Hello?
Listen, John Terry, he's in the news. You hear that news? I don't know why he sucks so bad. Hello? Listen, Peter. Hey, Pete. Big Pete. You fuck.
Trying to talk to them all about John Terry in the news. See if they know.
You haven't got. Have you really? Yeah. I doubt it.
But I bought it. I'm changing the name.
You make a living out of doing this.
We
phoned here before.
Oh, really?
We phoned here.
How do you know?
We phoned here at 5 o'clock in the morning about 3 weeks ago.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
Because I bloody well live here, and you disturbed us, and you woke us up.
So you were all just happened to be sleeping on the job now, huh? Sleeping on the job.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Sleeping on the job.
You tosser. Do you make a living out of doing this to people? Do you love doing it? Do you think that you are some great person?
I'm very good.
You're not.
I'm the great Jack Valenti from America.
You are nobody. You're an arsehole.
What's a tosser? What's that?
Oh, do you not know? It's called a wanker love.
A wanker off?
A wanker. Do you not know what a wanker is? Well, being American, you're probably a bit thick.
A thick?
Don't look it up in a dictionary.
I weigh about 380 pounds. What's that in kilograms?
Hey, are you really? You know, you think you're so fucking clever, don't you?
You
really think you're so clever.
Are you awake now?
Well, I would love to know, am I awake? It's 10 to 4 in the fucking morning.
Is
it really? Well, it might be 10 to 11 where you are.
In America?
But here in the UK, sweetheart, it's 10 to 4.
Well, here where we kicked your ass in the American Revolution.
You were such a good businessman,
and
didn't you already know this?
We live in the greatest country in the world.
You would know what time it was.
You wish.
But you obviously don't know, do you? Because you are one fucking twat. I've got somebody who'd like to speak to you. Wait a minute.
Okay.
You've got to have a good chat with the wanker at the end of the
Hello.
Week.
What's her problem?
What
coiled up her ass and died?
Oi, listen to me.
Oi. Tell her to shut up.
Who are you?
What radio station
is from? Asking
what? What radio station is from?
Did you hear that?
Right.
No, it probably is.
It's one of them, isn't it?
Would you tell that woman to shut her goddamn mouth up?
Oh, listen to me, you fucking liar. My fucking mum prick face.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
And they just hung up. Just pick up and hang up, bastards. 11:26 p.m., 8:26, RBCP, a.k.a. Brad Carter, and the phone show, taking over at the top of the hour over at Cacti Radio. And a good thank you to everyone listening over there.
What hour?
Of this hour, dude, at fucking midnight, you know? Midnight Eastern, which is what there is. Yeah, if you're listening on the Madhouse stream at midnight, when we kick off, we head over to cactiradio.com and throw some bones over to RBCP. I laughed my ass off today. I happened to be rooting around inside the Madhouse news little feed. I got it at blogger.com that I use for a little scrolling thing on our website. And Brad had posted in there, welcome to Cacti Radio, something like that. Said it's going to help facilitate his hostile takeover of Madhouse Radio. I was drinking coffee this morning, and he posted it like 5 or 6 days ago, but I read that, and I started laughing. I thought it was pretty funny. Just to think, PLA, Brad, Carter are going to have a hostile takeover of Madhouse Live at some point. I can just see it happening. I should have shut up about it. That would have been a nice little fucking angle. Nice little fucking thing we could have done for publicity to sell records like Tupac and Biggie did. And now both them niggas dead. Too late now. Now it's taken. Now I'll do it in some asshole. They remember when they said you were gonna do it. God damn it. I made the announcement here. I think it's official. Let's go ahead and announce it here, everybody. Breaking news. Milkman, if you can please stop the music. Hello, Milkman.
Stop the music, please. All right, Madhouse Radio announcing we're dropping Syndicate Radio on its ass. They got some fucking white people on there right now, fucking being stupid, playing their fucking guitar, fucking gay shit. Who was it? Really? Any? Look at this. There's two white guys. There's an overweight guy, a black. This is what Syndicate Radio is missing. This is what they're getting instead of Madhouse Radio. What is this shit? Syndicate Radio is a fucking joke. It's a fucking joke. It's a bunch of... I don't know what happened. Back in the day, it used to be alright. Back in the days, you know, me and Dino and shit, Zolar and fucking Lego, we used to fucking have fun there. And they got a bunch of fucking prick asses over there now. And I'm supposed to be doing 1 hour there from 11 to 12. Dino came, I said, hey, Dino, man, you know, when you get off of that fucking live stream thing... You know, they gave my spot to fucking Gary Garver.
That's my fucking name.
I don't know what the deal with that is, but whatever. That's fine. I wasn't due Thursday night, so they told me, yeah, sure, you got 11 to midnight, you know, we'll pick up your show, and this is the fucking shit right here. And I try to go kick the... I try to kick the two fuckers off, but they changed the password on me, and I can't log in. I was just going to boot them off, and I didn't even do a show. I was going to boot them off to be a prick-ass. Prick-ass pick.
Well, enough of that.
Yeah, fuck that.
They quite possibly show... We're not drunk. How many beers did you have tonight? I'd say about a good six, seven beers.
Yeah, you're a little wasted, right?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not wasted, but I feel pretty good.
Fucking assholes, yeah, fucking waste of time.
Lobby out of his ass and shoved it down.
That was great. All right, anyway, Anne Marie Holmes is in England. Let's get to
some...
I don't know. It's fucking... Yeah, Twiggy in the Bottom. That's the name of the fucking show. Twiggy in the Bottom, everybody. I hope you guys...
I so would not like even go and watch Twiggy in the Bottom.
The cost Twiggy in the Bottom on Syndicate Radio.
Cents per minute.
That's right. Tuesday is 9 to 12. Twiggy in the Bottom.
Corey Fittman.
You know you hit the bottom.
You know you hit the bottom. Good one. Milkman, 2 gold stars, man. You're in the lead. I think you're going to take it tonight. Hello, Anne Marie. Hello, love. Darling. Hello. Busa. Nobody. Fucking jokes. All right. Holmes Trevor.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
We had some good prank calls early in the show tonight. Kind of slowing down here, but that's fine.
Doing our Denny's, man.
Mikey 129, light beer talk with female Hello? Voices. Hello, listen, what's with the light beer talk over there with the female voices, eh?
Hello?
You talk over there with the female voices. Keep it down. Hey, old... You listening to me, old man?
What?
You're making a lot of noise over there. I want you to keep it down with those female voices.
What are you talking about?
You're making female voices, and I can hear you all the way from over here. And my grandfather's...
Where are you?
Huh?
Where are you?
I'm in Chicago, Illinois, in the United States. My grandfather lives in England. And he says you're making female voices all through the night. You be quiet. That's second place for the longest hang-up ever. Don't we have a longest hang-up ever?
You gotta love it.
Yeah.
UK guys, they can never figure out where the phone's at.
Well, dude, it's fucking... We're waking him up at 4:30 in the morning to do that. You think? Yeah, I think it's called longest hang-up ever. The longest hang-up in history. Dude, we need to get a hold of Hollywood Vanya, man. I haven't seen or heard from him in a long time. I hope my friend Hollywood Vanya's okay.
He was supposed to come on tonight. And then
what took so long to answer the phone? Is this Leslie?
Hello?
Yes, what took you so long to answer the phone? Did you drop it?
Speak up, please.
This is Ralph Littlejohn. May I speak with Leslie, please?
Oh, hang on. Yeah, Syndicate. Yeah, the phone number is on the fucking thing. 516-307-2... All right, everybody, listen. If I want everybody, I want phone loser people and our fucking madhouse people to fucking prank all these fucking assholes. 516-307-2177. I'm posting this here. Call them now. See if you can get on the air. If you call them, let me know. I'll pipe their audio in. Fuck them. Fuck.
What was that number again?
I typed it wrong. Wrong. It's 516-307-2177. It's that second number that I just posted. Everyone, fucking call that number and let me know when you do so I can fucking put the audio on.
Bullshit songs for them to sing.
Please, yes. 516-307-217. Is it Billy Mira? Is it that fucking fat ass fuck Billy Mira? I hate Billy Mira so much. I hope he fucking dies of AIDS. I hate Billy Mira up his ass so much.
Hello?
It is Billy.
Any day now. There you go. Almost there.
Acid Pez is calling.
Hello.
Alright. Yeah, Billy Mir and I got into it back in the PCU days in the chat room. He was being a fucking asshole and we got into it or something.
I'm gonna call him a fully. No.
What? The fuck is that?
You guys suck. Take the salami out of his ass and stick it down your throat with this light beer gay talk.
So what, is it not ringing? What's going on? Is it going to voicemail, straight to voicemail, or what's going on with it exactly? Ah, yeah, fucking assholes. Why put the fucking number in there if you can't call it? Fucking women. Alright, I told them, take a call, you Billy, you fuck. Alright, let's continue pranking on the side here. We called Holmes Trevor and Marie Home. We called a lot of these already. Let's call that first Denny's again about the Grand Slam. See if I get any action on this.
There you go.
Yeah, see if we can get anywhere with that.
Tell them that the clocks were reset. Because of the high price of the fuel right now and the state of the economy. But you'll take, you know, two as a concession.
Thanks for calling House Low Day.
Oh, John, are you the manager I was talking to earlier tonight? Cause
yes, sir.
Can
yes, sir.
Listen, I'm telling you, I just want to order the carafe juice. Just put me down for the carafe juice. Don't have to give me the orange juice. Just give me the Grand Slam. I just want it, the Grand Slam, for free. And I only want you to charge me for the carafe juice. But I don't want it because you said that it's not allowed. Right? Isn't that right? You said that you're not allowed to take it?
Yeah, it's not. You're not allowed to take the... Why? Okay, look. First off, I cannot give you the Grand Slam for the price of the carafe of juice when the carafe of juice does not cost as much as the Grand Slam.
What's the difference?
What do you mean, what's the difference?
Look, I think there was a misunderstanding here on the part of your company. And you should, you're under authority here. You can make a decision here to just, what is the price difference? What is the right, a couple of cents, 40 cents, what is it?
Look, if you just order yourself a Grand Slam and pay for that, we're more than happy to put it in a to-go box for you, and...
Well, listen, I want you to know, I was doing some research, and I found out that I get a free Grand Slam if it's my birthday. Is that right?
Well, yeah, because you just called here, and if it's your birthday, if you had valid identification that says that today is your birthday.
I have a paper that says it's my birthday.
No, I need valid ID.
And this is a legal document here.
It's not right.
I need a valid driver's license or a valid Oregon identification card or a valid, I don't care where from what state, a valid ID with your picture on it.
I have a social security card.
That will not work.
Well, listen, it's a valid ID. It's United States, and it says...
No, it is not a valid picture photo identification.
It has my ID. Name. It has my name.
It has your name. I need a valid photo identification.
Listen, I give
you... I've listened to about
you're
as
not
much
listening
as I'm going
to, me.
To listen to.
I have a solution, please.
Okay.
I give you my social... You see the name. It says Jack Masterson. Then I give you my ID, and you look at the picture on the ID, and you see it's Jack Masterson, and then you use the Social Security number to authorize it.
Well, I don't need... If you have a valid ID, a valid picture ID, I don't need anything but that.
Uh-huh. Really?
Right.
Really. I don't need your charity, sir. I'm going to give you my Social Security number... And
okay, look. Hold on. Let's cut this right here. Listen.
Okay.
You know, I've been very, very nice about this, but I've had enough of this.
You made a mistake.
Excuse me?
You made a mistake.
I haven't made a mistake. Okay?
You absolutely did.
How is that?
Because you... I wrote down here that it was from 6 to 2, and I'm calling
That's
it.
Exactly correct.
And you're refusing
6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It's 8:40 still, and you're refusing
okay.
me service.
Apparently, you are confusing a.m. with p.m.
No.
Okay?
No. You're
yes,
confusing
you
numbers. You don't even know your numbers.
Okay. I know that I'm through with this conversation.
Donkey.
Okay. Goodbye.
I'm starting to hurt my mouth a little bit.
Damn, boy, he's going to go all night here for a $5 fucking piece of shit meal, man.
Right. Anyway, what time is it now? 11:41?
$5, dude.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Numbers from Lonesome Loser. None new ones. That was it. We got other Denny's, though, we could still get to. We could try that on. Let's give it a fucking try.
There you go.
Denny's. This one is in another part of Oregon. Unless they fucking made the alert.
Oh, the guy said you got to have an Oregon donor card.
Hang on, give me a second.
Tell
them you're donating
your organ.
The guy said I can bring in an organ card? Is that a picture ID for an organ card?
Yeah.
He'll take an organ donor card.
That's right.
Get out of here, that guy.
That son of a bitch.
You'll donate his organ card.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling Denny's and Grand Pass. This is Lindsay. Can I help you?
Yes, hold on. Listen. I want to make an order for pickup, please.
For pickup?
Uh-huh.
What can I get for you?
Yeah, I want three specials and a carafe of orange juice.
What specials?
The special that Oprah was talking about.
The what?
The special that Oprah was talking about from 6 to 2.
The special Oprah was talking about?
Yeah, she said that today was 6 to 2, that we have a free special.
Oh, no. Like Oprah, the TV show lady?
Well, yeah, it said that all Denny's from 6 to 2, there was a special today, the free special. So I want to order three of them, and then a carafe of orange juice to go.
I hate to break it to you, sir, but 6 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon today. And we can't do to-go orders on it anyways.
You can't do to-go orders on any food there?
Oh, no, you can, but not on the specials.
It
no,
didn't
actually,
It didn't say huh? that on the papers.
Oh, well, that's our guidelines, sir.
It doesn't
and,
say... No, listen, I'm looking... You tell me where on this paper says. I'm looking, hang on. You tell me where on this...
But,
you tell me where on this paper says that I can't have it to go. You're refusing me... It doesn't say that on here. It says from
sir,
6 to 2.
sir, 6 a.m. in the morning to 2 in the afternoon. 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It's 7:43 right now. I slept in, I set my alarm, I'm waking up now, and I need to have that. I'm entitled to this. This is my food.
Sir, this is the p.m. This is night. It's from 6 in the morning
until
to 2. In the
yes, 6 to 2. I'm agreeing with you. Is there a man I can talk to, honey? It's okay. I know you're confused. It's okay, honey. It should be. It's still supposed to be
yes,
like.
Yes, there is a manager.
It's like 5.5 hours, though.
Oh, goodness. Okay, hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, I was supposed to talk to a man.
I'm the manager.
Oh. Is there a manager there?
No, there's a female manager here.
Who's running the thing? Who's running the staff?
Me.
Really?
This is me, yes.
Okay, it said here, I was watching the Oprah Winfrey Show, and it said that today from 6 to 2, they had a free special. So I was ordering three of those and then a carafe of oranges.
Okay, well, you had to have come into the restaurant between 6 a.m. this morning and 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it was between 6 and 2, and it's 7:45 now, I think. 8:45.
That was 6 a.m., not 6 p.m.
It didn't say that. It said 6 to 2.
Oh,
now your people are running into trouble, and now you're trying. They did this with the Kentucky Fried Chicken, too, didn't you? You did this with the KFC chicken, not having the same thing. That they were giving out free chicken and Oprah.
Well, I don't know what KFC does, but this is exactly how we did it last year. It was 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. Our store has no control over what the TV broadcasts.
Well, you can make an exception here, because this isn't fair. This isn't fair.
Oh, I'm sorry you feel that way.
I'm entitled to this food. This is my food. I'm entitled to it. It's free, and I'm claiming it. And I'm gonna sue somebody here. I might sue you if you're in charge.
If you feel that you have to sue us, you can try that.
I want to talk to the store manager right now.
I'm the manager on duty. I'm the manager here.
Duty. When is the store manager in? Is he a man, first of all? Hello?
There's a general manager.
He's a man?
An area manager,
When is he in?
I think he will be here tomorrow.
At what time?
You can try back if you'd like to speak to him.
It better not be after 2 a.m. because then it's too late for the special.
Well, that wouldn't be valid anyways.
Tell me yes or no. After 2 a.m. tomorrow, it's too late to get the free special, right?
It's already too late. It was too late after 2 p.m.
Well,
today. Standing in line.
You're playing with numbers here, and this is not fair.
I'm playing with numbers.
You gotta give me some discount or something there. You gotta make this right, because you made a mistake, miss. Or where are your papers at? Do you have your papers?
Our advertisements? Yes, we do. We have advertisements.
No, the store papers.
What do you mean, store papers?
You have papers there that you keep, and I need copies of the papers and the insurance information, because I'm gonna get you written up, and I'm gonna talk to Valente and Associates tomorrow. I'm close personal friends with him.
With who?
Valente and Associates. Valente.
Okay.
And
well,
I know.
If you want to call back tomorrow and speak with the area manager, you're more than welcome to.
I know
There's
Bob.
Nothing I can do for you tonight.
I'm going to talk to Bob Wharton and News Solvers also about this, because something
Bob
is.
Wharton?
And the News Solvers.
Okay. Okay, have a great evening. Goodbye.
Write that down for the general manager right now.
Yeah. By more than the News Solvers. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, you got to tell them, like, if they say 6 a.m., nobody gets up that damn early.
Who's going to get up that early for food?
Right.
Until 2 p.m. Who's going to get up that early? Who's up at 2 p.m.? I used to live like that, dude. I used to work like 3 to... 3 p.m. to 2 a.m. 4 days a week. I think that's what it was. No, it was longer than that. I worked a 12-hour shift from 3 to fucking 4. Yeah, until 4 a.m. or 5 a.m., I think it was. After breaks and stuff, I came up to like 4 a.m. I was there for 13 hours, man. But only, I got that one extra day off. It was pretty cool. I wish I could go back to that sometimes, yeah. It would be nice. Oh, man. I did it for a whole year. But, dude, I would get home, and I had a weird schedule. Like, I'd get home, and I'd stay up till like 8 o'clock in the morning. I'd eat breakfast when I got home. Or I'd stop at Denny's or something on the way home, eat breakfast. And I'd stay up. I'd watch, like, the morning news. I'd watch, like, the Today Show or the Daily Show or Good Morning America for an hour. Fall asleep on the couch. And then I'd wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Dude, it was awesome. You know why? Because I worked at Monday, Tuesday... I worked at Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Sunday was dead. Monday was a little busy, but this is night shift stuff. It was a call center, so it was never too busy, right? But anyway, the awesome thing was, like, I had Wednesday off, I worked Thursday, and I had Friday, so I still had 2 days off in a row. There were weekend days. It was Friday and Saturday off, and I had Wednesday, and if I called in sick on a Thursday or took a vacation day on a Thursday, I had a 4-day weekend. You know? I didn't mind working at Sunday.
Because you're dead tired.
Oh, dude, yeah.
It's hard, man. It's
yeah,
hard.
It was, yeah. But the awesome thing is, with Sunday, even though I had to work Sunday, my Sunday started, you know, my work day on Sunday started at fucking, 3 p.m. So I had the whole morning still, too. You know, I could hang out in the morning. It didn't feel like it was a full day, not bad. But yeah, I didn't mind it at all. I wish I could go back to it, man. Those 4-hour days were awesome. 4-hour days. 12-hour work days. Mikey went to an Jackmaster that is brought to you by Super Sharpie Sanford. Yep. Sure enough. That's it. You ever wondered what I use? See that piece there in the top? That's what I bite down with my teeth. And the rest stays in the fleshy part of my cheek as I talk. Nobody wants that. I'll stick it in my ass and I'll send it to you. Milkman, you're about to lose that gold star. You're about to win. Dude, don't screw it up, Milkman. Come on. Don't screw it up. You're going to win. God. Oh, my God. Alrighty. Well, let's see. Continuing on. No more numbers and loans and loser. We got one more Denny's left here. We got about 9 minutes worth of show, and then we're going to cut it off.
Good morning. Thank you for calling my Denny's at Kinda Club and Sun. This is Margaret speaking. Is the order?
I want to make an order for 3 specials and a carafe for orange juice.
3 what?
Specials.
Specials?
Spaces.
Excuse me?
Yeah, 3 spaces.
I can't hear you, sir. I'm sorry.
You're supposed to have 3 spaces from 6 to 2. I want to order 3 of those and a carafe of orange juice to go.
That's 6 in the morning, sir.
It's, yeah, and it's 8:52 right now. It's from 6 to 2. I have plenty of time.
6 in the morning to 2 p.m., sir?
Just 6 p.m. until 2 a.m. I was watching Oprah today and she said it.
At 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., sir.
Uh-huh. All right, so I'll take the order. Go ahead.
Excuse me?
I'll take the order.
Okay, what would you like again?
3 special spaces for free and 1 carafe of orange juice.
I understand the first thing you said.
3 special spaces for free.
3 special what?
Spaces for free.
What is that?
3 special free spaces.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand what you said.
The 6 p.m. special for free.
You want the Grand Slam?
Yes.
3 Grand Slams?
Yeah, but I'm not paying for it. I'm not supposed to pay for it.
Excuse me?
I'm not supposed to be paying for this. It said it was supposed to be...
That's from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., sir.
I need to speak to the manager there, because I'm asking that. Is there a man I could speak to or another manager there?
This is the manager.
Is there another manager? A male?
No, sir.
Oh, so you're not... There's no men working there right now?
Me?
No, seriously, I'd like to speak to a man. I usually get better treatment from men than women.
I'm a man, sir.
Are you certain of that?
Excuse me?
Are you certain of that?
Yes, sir.
Last time you checked, or what's the deal?
Excuse me?
Last time you checked, or what's the deal?
What do you mean by that?
You're a fucking asshole.
What do you mean by that, sir?
You're a fucking asshole.
Excuse me?
You're a fucking asshole. You're an asshole for not giving me... This is my food. I'm entitled to this food.
Alright, sir. You have a wonderful day.
I'm entitled to this.
Thank you.
You understand? What's your information? You got your papers with you?
You said it's day. You said wonderful day.
Starting to get tired of that.
Calling back.
He has said wonderful day. Yeah, Milkman, we got to wrap it up, dude. It's time. We got people on after us. We respect schedules here. Thank you.
God, that was the longest phone hanging up we've ever heard on this show.
All right, Milkman, take us out of here, my friend.
All right, here, my new show. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to especially thank our numbers, Milkman. That's right. The Lonesome Loser. Thank you so much for all your help. As always, my brother. I'd like to also thank the company.
The fuck is that guy?
It's the faggy taggy guy.
Who is that guy? I don't know who he is. I think it was Billy. I think it was Billy putting on his voice. It'd be cool if he called back as Ozzy Osbourne. Alright, Milkman, where were you? You cocksucker. Wait a minute. The call straight to call. He called Billy Harrington an asshole, dude. If I would have known that, I would have brought that up too. Don't worry, I'll take care of it, Billy. I'm gonna speak to them. Oh, don't you worry, I'll take care of this. It's okay, Billy. Thank you for telling me. I'm putting that in my report. Yeah. Big thanks to everybody in the chat room who joined today. Big thanks to our friends at the phone show who are going to be taking over here in just a minute. Brickleg gentlemen and lady. Thanks to Los and Loser, of course, Kokanee. Everyone else. Oh, you know what? The sad thing is a lot of people sent in number requests. You know, I didn't get to them. I slacked tonight. But fear not. I do save those and I do get to them. I will get to them. Let's see. Yeah, my bad. Sorry, gentlemen, all you who, you know, contributed numbers, don't worry. They get saved in this big bank that I got, and I go back to them. And if you remind me next week, I'll even fucking do them. A database, that's right. We should start doing a show at 8. That'd be kind of cool. Wouldn't that be something? A whole 4 hours of show, that's a lot of time. Not even when I have to worry about fucking Syndicate picking up at 11 p.m., I can do 2 hours, take a break, and then do 2 hours instead of the split 2x1 that Dino had me on. Fuck that shit. They don't deserve it. I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, and that's our time. Thank you, everybody. Tune in. Madhouse Live, the comments and website. Tuck's website is tuckermike.com, of course. So forget that.
Big Tug.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Oh, yeah, new podcast coming out this weekend. The last episode from December will be up, and Kokanee already finished the first in January and is working on the one after that. So, fuck. Slowly but surely, we'll make it one day. We'll be on top of things.